Ultimate Sports Talk now presents Wayndale Golden Bears football. We're just 30 minutes away from tonight's kickoff, and it's time for the PNC Bank pregame show. A look at tonight's Wayndale game and a chat with Coach Matt Zerker. Brought to you by PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Playoff Football with the OHSAA in the 2015 season. I'm Dave Mitchell, along with Patrick Mitchell on UltimateSportsTalk.com. And tonight we've got playoff football for you from Swanton, Ohio, where the Swanton Bulldogs will be entertaining the Wayndale Golden Bears in this quarterfinal Division 5 Region 16 game. The Bears come into it the number 5 seed with a 7-3 overall mark. And the Swanton Bulldogs, they finished with the number 4 seed and 9-1 overall. The Bears come into this one winners of 3 straight after they beat Smithville last week, 45-12. Ironically, the last time the Bears were in the playoffs was on this very night, November 6, 2009, and that was at Cuyahoga Heights when they lost that game by a final of 28-7. Swanton, they're in the playoffs for the first time since 1995, and they won their conference championship, the NWOAL, last week with a win over Delta, 23-14. That Northwest Ohio Athletic League, they tied with Wauseon for the championship, which was their first league title since they went 8-0 in 1995. Pat, you've been a member of a playoff team back in 2003. This is the 10th playoff appearance for the Bears. Talk about the nerves that are going through both of these teams as they're just about a half an hour away from the kickoff.
It's obviously a new experience for both these teams. None of these kids, obviously for Swanton and for Wayndale, were around the last time either team made the playoffs. So you got to kind of battle through the unexpected right now. You don't know what's going to happen until you actually get to game time. And then once the ball gets teed up and kicked off and they get playing a few plays under their belt, then I think they kind of realize that it's just a regular game.
As far as we could tell, this is the first ever meeting in football between these two schools, Swanton and Wayndale. As we said, this is the 10th playoff appearance. They haven't won a playoff game away from home since 1998 when they beat Bloomdale Elmwood and then lost to Liberty Center in the regional finals the very next week. The Bears, Pat, over the last 3 weeks, they have played excellent football. They seemed to turn a corner after that Northwestern game. They had meetings together. The senior class really took control of the team. Maybe they turned a corner, and the Bears need to be able to continue the type of play that they've had over the last 3 weeks if they hope to win on Swanton's home field.
Yeah, we're kind of questioning whether it was the opponents that they were going against that made them look so good, or if it was the actual Bears football team figuring things out and turning things around, and it kind of seems like that's the case, is that they figured stuff out and turning stuff around. And obviously, as we keep saying, having a healthy roster again is definitely paying off.
Well, it's a gorgeous night for football here. The trip up was kind of interesting, but we got here, and we'll be talking more about that probably coming up later on in the broadcast. But nonetheless, you've got Wayndale, the number 5 seed, against Swanton, the number 4 seed. We're going to take a look at the rest of the region, what else is happening tonight around high school football in the area. We're going to talk with both coaches, Mike Vickers of Swanton and Matt Zerker of the Wayndale Golden Bears. We'll do all that when our pregame show continues after this timeout. Know how much you're spending and on what each and every month. Know you're on track with your bills and upcoming payments. Know when money is coming in and going out. Know managing your finances is a touchdown with PNC Virtual Wallet. Because when you can see your money clearly, you always know where you stand. PNC Virtual Wallet can help you simplify your finances, track and budget your spending, and save for the future. To get started and open a PNC Virtual Wallet today, visit pnc.com/virtualwallet. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC. We're about 25 minutes away from the kickoff of tonight's game between Wayndale and Swanton. I'm Dave Mitchell with Patrick Mitchell. Just taking a look, Pat, at the teams that are involved in this Region 16 quarterfinals that are going on tonight. The Bears have got the most playoff appearances. This is their 10th. Next to them, it is Rossford, but the team that has got the most playoff victories, obviously, is Norwayne, but the Bears are right there, surprisingly. Both teams have got 9 playoff wins.
Yeah, obviously a lot of history with the Bears, and kind of fell off a little bit there in the early 2000s, but they're obviously turned around things this year, and hopefully they can get a few more wins under their playoff record.
Well, for the Swanton Bulldogs, this is only their second time into the tournament. Their last time, as we said, was in 1995, and they lost their initial game. So Swanton comes into this one looking for their first playoff victory in the school's history. Now, as far as the quarterfinals are concerned, this game, the winner of this one is going to play the winner of number 8 Galleon against number 1 Milan Edison. Galleon 7-2 on the year, Edison 9-1. Edison, they have got the number 1 seed. Now, Dale Lemon is going to be at that football game. We're going to trade scores with him tonight, as he is going to be bringing us updates, because that game will be played next week. That's going to be on a neutral field. And right now, Pat, if Wayndale would get into it, if it would be Galleon, we're assuming it will be at Arlen Field and Mansfield, maybe even Ashland. If it is Edison that wins that game, we're contemplating that it could be in Medina, it could be in Ashland. Those are the two spots that we're looking at.
Yeah, just got to see how the rest of the state fares to figure out where we'd play at.
Well, as far as the rest of the, on the other side of the bracket, it is the 7th seed Rossford at 8-2. They're playing against Norwayne tonight at 9-1. We talked about this last week, Pat, where Norwayne moved that game to Oroville. I don't understand why, but they did. That game is at Oroville tonight. And number 6 Chippewa, they had a trip tonight too. They are at Millbury Lake. Millbury Lake is the only undefeated team in the region at 10-0, and Chippewa goes into it at 8-2. So three Wayne County Athletic League teams in this region, Pat, made the playoffs, so a good representation by the conference.
Yeah, definitely. The WCAL, as we've talked about through the whole year, has been very strong, and it shows by all their final records. It was very competitive, and the teams that were able to make it into the playoffs definitely earned it this year.
Not many people know much about the Northwest Ohio Athletic League, with the Swanton Bulldogs being in that conference. Some of the teams that are involved in it, of course, Wauseon, Wayndale has heard of them before. And then you've got some other teams with Evergreen, you've got Delta, and you've got Liberty Center. Archbold is in the league, but a lot of good schools are in the Northwest Ohio Athletic League. So when we went back and we started taking a look at the schedules, Pat, when you look at the schedule that Swanton has played, it's been very interesting. They started out the season with Ottawa Hills. They won that one by 30 points, 44-14. Then they played a playoff team in Tiffin Calvert and won that 42-7. Woodmore, they won that one 51-8, and then they ran the table in the NWOAL. They beat Archbold, they beat Bryan, who was winless this year, they beat Evergreen, Patrick Henry, and then they ran into a buzzsaw with 9-1 Wauseon, where they fell to that one 41-23. They've won their last two games to finish up 9-1 over Liberty Center and arch-rival Delta a week ago. But in talking to people, and even Mike Vickers, who we're going to hear from here in just a moment, they admittedly have problems with a spread offense, so they're worried about this offensive output that the Bears can put up against them.
I would assume that both teams are probably worried. We've had our troubles as well stopping the run at times this year. As you said, they have trouble with the spread from what we've heard. So it could be a pretty interesting game, could be high scoring, but I would assume whichever team was able to work out the kinks and have a good week of practice, which should be the team that ends up on top.
When you take a look at the rest of the schedule comparisons, Wayndale had the 8th toughest schedule in Division 5 football out of 107 teams. Swanton had the 35th toughest schedule. Some interesting tidbits here, Pat. Swanton played 3 teams above D6 this year, Bryan and Wauseon and Archbold. Wayndale played 6 Division 5 teams and 4 Division 6 teams. Swanton played 6 teams 500 or better. Only one was above 6-4, though. That was Wauseon. Wayndale played 8 teams 500 or better, 2 9-1 teams in Norwayne and Ridgewood, and 1 8-2 team in Chippewa. Swanton played 3 playoff teams this year, Delta, Tiffin Calvert, and Wauseon. They went 2-1 against those schools. Wayndale, they played four playoff teams. Ridgewood, Norwayne, Chippewa, all D5, and Smithville D6, and they went 2-2. And the final thing, Swanton's overall record of opponents, 48 wins against 52 defeats. Wayndale's overall record, 59 wins against 41 defeats by their opponents. So just on paper, you would say Wayndale played the tougher schedule, but still, you've got to win it on the field.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in this level, when you don't know about a lot of teams and what kind of teams that they're playing, and they don't, probably really don't know about what kind of teams we're playing, just that we played some playoff teams. So you got to come out and ready to play, and if you get beat by the better team and you play your best, then so be it. But you don't want to come out scared. You want to come out ready to play and ready to get a W.
Swanton this year finished 5-0 here at home. They were 4-1 on the road. But when Mike Vickers took this team over, they really were having some problems. They went 7 wins and 103 defeats between the years 2002 and 2013. Now, Mike Vickers in his second year, 15-5 career record. He coached previously at Hilltop, which is in West Unity, Ohio, Genoa, and Delta twice. He's a Liberty Center native. And when I had a chance to talk to him earlier, he said when he took over this team, they had several goals, and especially this year, and they've been able to achieve most of them.
Well, for a while, it was survival. One of the things this team has had to do is it's had to survive the loss of three running backs, which were also our three linebackers. We lost our best running back for the season, who was a senior, way back in week two. We had first lost him during two-a-days. He had surgery, and then he a meniscus surgery, and then he ends up blowing out his ACL when he did come back. So that's been kind of a tragedy in that sense. But, these guys have it's always been about each week, the work ethic that they bring forward each week. I can't think of a negative thing about the senior class. Even some of the kids that don't play a lot, they've been great in their work ethic of bringing it every day and being good supporting cast members and being good guys that give you good scout team presentation and all those types of things. So they've been amazing.
You know, both teams have had injuries, but how did it change your game plan, your philosophy when those players went down at the beginning of the season, Coach?
You know, it really didn't change us philosophically. I mean, we still run our program, but he went from a senior fullback to a freshman fullback. And when the other two kids were down as well, you had an experienced senior running back that was replaced by a first-year starter who was a junior. And then the other position was ran by committee. So it didn't really change anything that we did. We just did the best we could. And we do have a good quarterback. We do have a couple good receivers. And, those guys maybe carried a little bit more of the burden until we became a little bit more seasoned in the backfield.
Coach, what do you see as the key for Swanton in tonight's game?
Well, that's a great question. Wayndale presents some challenges in the sense that they're a spread team, and we play lots of spread teams like everybody else does now. But most of the teams we play that are spread, they're power run spread teams. And, Wayndale, they do have a good running game, but, they're more of a spread passing team. With some dynamic receivers that we haven't seen throughout the course of the year. So we got to figure that out as far as, how we're going to handle that and try to be able to stay in the game with their down the field passing and the explosion that they have with the, I think they have several good receivers, but they have two that are really outstanding and one who tops them all for sure, which everybody knows that and you know that. Offensively, we do throw the ball, but we're a run team first and we've worked hard at that all year to get better. So we've got to be able to get a push up front. Controlling the line of scrimmage, both ways is going to be really important to us.
Well, Swanton, they're looking at trying to run the football tonight. And as you said at the top of the pregame show, Pat, the Bears have had trouble with running football teams, with the exception of the last one, and that was Smithville, and they held them down pretty well.
Yeah, as we said, the Bears are playing very good football lately, and hopefully they're starting to figure things out. But It just depends on what Wayndale football team comes out tonight. You know, we could get the one we saw last week, or we could get the one that we saw against Chippewa and the second half of Norwegian, where they just can't get off their blocks and can't tackle anybody.
Bryce McComb is the quarterback for Swanton. He completed 57% of his passes this year, but he didn't throw very much. He was only 61 of 106 attempts this year, but Robbie Gilsdorf and Gunnar Oaks were his main targets. They combined for 58 catches of the 61 completions. So, again, if you look at things on paper, you'd say if the Bears are able to shut down Oaks and Gilsdorf, they'd have a pretty good shot at shutting down the passing game.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I've seen a little bit of Gilsdorf on tape, and he's very comparable to our Nick Strausbaugh. I mean, he's an athletic kid, a quick kid, and basically anytime we throw him the ball, he's probably going to catch it. So, you know, keeping him at bay and on the outside, too, with Oaks, I assume Spidell is probably going to follow him around because they match up size-wise. And if we can control the running game and control the passing game as well, obviously, and not give up a big play to Gilsdorf, I think we'll be okay tonight.
And defensively, it appears that Swanton is going to run a 5-2 defense with a nose tackle right smack dab in the middle and two linebackers.
Yeah, something we saw this year with Norwegian. Obviously, the Bears were able to kind of handle that in the first half of that game, but couldn't figure it out in the second half. So, again, you know, putting that many people in the box, if you can get your initial blocks and maybe get a chip and get to the second level of the linebackers, you should have some pretty good success. And also, if you can get the edge with the edge attack that the Bears like to do, again, they should have success tonight on the ground.
So Swanton 9-1 coming into this one. The Bears are 7-3 overall. Matt Zerker's got some ideas on how to win this game tonight. He compares this team to a hybrid between Smithville and Chippewa. We're going to hear from the coach. We'll do that when our pregame show continues after this timeout. Know how much you're spending and on what each and every month. Know you're on track with your bills and upcoming payments. Know when money is coming in and going out. Know managing your finances is a touchdown with PNC Virtual Wallet. Because when you can see your money clearly, you always know where you stand. PNC Virtual Wallet can help you simplify your finances, track and budget your spending, and save for the future. To get started and open a PNC Virtual Wallet today, visit pnc.com/virtualwallet. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
We are back at Swanton on our PNC Bank pregame show, and alongside with us now is head coach of the Wayndale Golden Bears, Matt Zerker. Matt, congratulations on making the playoffs. This team seems to, in the last three games, has been playing extremely well and with a lot of confidence. Why is it that they were able to turn things around in the last three games, Matt?
Yeah, number one, they're realizing that this was their last chance, especially for our seniors. And so, there's a big commitment to finishing strong, and that was a challenge from the staff and obviously from our seniors to make that happen. And we're also getting healthy at the right time. You know, Reed Stanley was able to play defense Friday night, had 14 tackles, played really well. He's really been the captain of that side of the ball for 3 years, and we played without him pretty much the whole season. So getting him back was a big help and boost. And Kyle Ice is another one who was playing very limited snaps through, you know, the first two-thirds of the season, and the last 3 weeks has just really taken off. So, when you get to week 10, your sophomores are no longer sophomores. They're juniors with experience. Your juniors are now seniors, and your seniors for us have put 35, 40 games under their belt. So, it's coming together at the right time.
You know, Aaron Dorkson of the Daily Record said to us during the game on Friday night, this is the Wayndale that he expected to see all year. Do you agree with that statement after the game on Friday night?
Well, I think it was probably our most complete effort. And, as coaching staff and as players, you're hoping to be, you're putting it together at the right time. And obviously Friday night was a great ball game for our kids. And, offensively, for the most part, we played pretty well. We've had a couple down games, obviously, but the thing that impressed me the most was the way our defense came to play Friday night. And, Smithfield's a team that traditionally, and obviously this year, wanted to line up and pound the ball down your throat. Something that's hurt us over the years, to be honest with you, and especially the last few years. And our defense really rose to the occasion. I thought they were extremely physical. It's also some of the most disciplined football that I've seen our kids play, especially up front as far as getting hands-on, reading blocks, playing down line of scrimmage like they're coached to do, and that was exciting to see.
Matt, when did you see this team start to evolve and play better football?
You know, it really started, I think, mentally and emotionally away from Friday night. It was through that adversity stretch. You know, when you go through a 4-week stretch like we had with the 3 losses and 4 games, and we said it's either break down or break through. And give these kids credit, they fought, and we had a lot of discussions like we talked throughout the year, and give them credit because they could have packed it up and just kind of gone through the motions to finish, and they weren't ready to do that. And so proud of them for continuing to fight, and proud of our staff for continuing to fight and do what we knew was right and continue to work.
Matt, we've talked a lot about the return of Reed Stanley and what he's meant to the offense and defense, but Kyle Ice is one player. You just mentioned him a little bit ago that we've probably overlooked, but what did he bring to this team when he returned?
Well, number one, Kyle, is one of those guys that just plays with that edge a little bit. And you're a football team, you need a couple of those guys that are just a little bit nasty. And, and Kyle's that kid for us when he's healthy. And another kid just extremely proud of. I mean, he could have easily called it quits 2 years ago, could have easily called it quits this year. Obviously, he's a great wrestler, and that's probably, a big emphasis for him as well. And so for him just to be part of this team and not want to let his football family down shows a lot about that kid's heart and character. And I'm just happy for him to now be healthy and performing. You just see his confidence growing each week. And he's kind of a wild card at times in the sense of he would just kind of run into the backfield, and he's learning how to play a spot. And Friday night, that really showed up. Last 2 weeks ago, same story, and he's made our defense tremendously better with his performance and play.
Okay, now you've got the Swanton Bulldogs, a team that has had a lot of high expectations, like Wayndale did out of their senior class. They play out of Northwest Ohio and the NWOAL. But what team would you say, just to give people an idea, what team do they remind you of in the Wayne County Athletic League? Anybody?
They're probably a little bit very resembling a little bit of Chippewa. They like to run the ball. They like to run in their wing tee. When they're running out of their wing tee, they're not near as much gun as what Chippewa is, obviously. But they'll get under center, and they're going to run some of the same stuff, the buck sweep, the trap, the belly, a lot like what Smithfield does. But the reason I would compare them maybe a little bit better to Chippewa is because their quarterback's a real athletic kid, throws the ball decent, runs it very well. And they've got a couple perimeter kids, just like Chippewa, that they will hurt you if you fall asleep out there.
And they've got a freshman running back in Lonizak. They had to start playing him because of injuries, but what have you seen on tape about him that concerns you?
Yeah, he's just a hard-nosed kid, runs hard, does a great job of following his blocks and reading his blocks, and a kid that just keeps his feet churning, and you have to tackle him. If you try to tackle him high or arm tackle him, he's going to break tackles, and obviously to be a freshman starting on both sides of the ball, he's a pretty good ball player, and we have a lot of respect for what he can do.
What do you expect from them defensively, Matt?
They love a 5-2. They're very aggressive. They'll give a lot of multiple looks, though, out of that 5-2, depending on the, the formations and what you're doing to them or trying to do to them. So, we expect them to be aggressive, give a lot of different looks. Very similar or reminiscent to Triway, I think, in that span. If you've got a chance to watch us play Triway over the last 3-4 years, I think defensively they're very comparable to how they like to play.
Well, from what I understand and some of the investigating that I've done, they had trouble with spread offenses. Did you see that on film?
It's that league out there is a little bit of a throwback league. It's kind of that old school, hard-nosed football. The majority of the teams are running wing tee type of offenses, and so that's kind of what they're used to seeing. In film, we saw a couple spread teams, and of course, all teams will do occasionally a spread set or two, but only really two that were pretty much lined up with more of the spread looks. So, they haven't seen an offense like ours a lot. We're hoping that pays off a little bit to our advantage.
Well, Matt, you've seen the playoffs from the playing side. You've seen it from the coaching side. What's the difference for the players as they head into this game against Swanton entering their first foray into the playoffs?
You know, for the big thing is, you know, just trust what you've done all year. And that's, you know, you work hard through the week, you know, with game plan, you watch film, you have your scouting reports. And, just like we say every year, you know, the big games, it still comes down to blocking, tackling, and taking care of the football. And, we're confident that if we play well in those three phases, that we're going to be right there with a great chance to win at the end of the night.
Well, let's enjoy it for another week. What do you say?
Hey, let's keep it rolling.
Let's do that. All right, Matt. Well, talk to you after the game. Good luck tonight. We'll see you afterwards.
Thanks, Dave.
And we'll be back with more of our PNC Bank pregame show after this timeout.
Know how much you're spending and on what each and every month. Know you're on track with your bills and upcoming payments. Know when money is coming in and going out. Know you have an entire cheering section at PNC Bank with Virtual Wallet. Simplify your finances. Track and budget your spending and save for the future. Learn more at pnc.com/virtualwallet. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Back at Swanton High School, I'm Dave Mitchell with Patrick Mitchell, and we are just about 5 minutes away from the kickoff of tonight's game, this Region 16 Division 5 quarterfinal game. Pat, all you've got to do is look at what the Bears have done in the last three games. Since scoring a season-low 7 points on October 9th at Northwestern, they've averaged 44 points a game. They're giving up 11 points a game, and that coincides with the health of Reed Stanley and Kyle Ice.
Yeah, as Coach Zirker said, the healthy part and the fact that the seniors kind of got together and realized that this was their last chance. I don't know if they just came in and expected to steamroll through the league and things would just be done, but they figured things out and realized that this is it, and I'm sure this Swanton football team with a lot of seniors as well feel the same way.
Well, what are you looking for in particular to know whether or not Wayndale's got a shot at this?
We'll find out from the first possession. If Wayndale gets the ball, if they're able to do what they do and open up some holes for Reed Stanley and seal the edge for Antoine Lewis or Nick Strasball, then we should be all right. And we'll see what happens in the trenches. If they can control the trenches going against a running team, they should be okay.
We have got a jam-packed crowd here in Swanton. I'm Dave Mitchell with Patrick Mitchell. We're just about 5 minutes away from the kickoff. Wayndale 7-3, Swanton 9-1 in a quarterfinal matchup. And the kickoff is next on UltimateSportsTalk.com.
You've been listening to the PNC Bank pregame show. Brought to you by PNC Bank. For the achiever in you, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC. The kickoff is next on UltimateSportsTalk.com.
Schools around Ohio take their sports very seriously. A possible concussion is also something to take very seriously. It's the law of the land with the passage of Ohio House Bill 143. This is Randy Reinhart with a reminder that OHSAA member schools and all youth sports organizations must follow state law when a possible concussion has been sustained. Please remember that multiple concussions in a short amount of time can be fatal. For symptoms and the OHSAA's concussion policy, log on to OHSAA.org and click on Sports Medicine.
Job to do. That's win. That means you stay focused for four quarters. Know your assignments and finish on every play. Don't be looking for shortcuts and don't even think about making excuses. Because if you want the W, you're going to have to earn it.
UltimateSportsTalk.com now presents Wayndale Golden Bears High School Football. Tonight's game is brought to you by the Apple Creek Drive-Thru on Main Street in Apple Creek. Casa de Sassi, call 830-9760. Deb's Den on Main Street in Apple Creek. The Spidell Funeral Home with two locations in Mount Eaton and in Brewster. The Harvest Market in Apple Creek. Murphy's Promotions, call 464-1970. The Fire and Ice Pub, just west of Fredericksburg on County Road 192. Miller Custom Exteriors, call 695-4905. Dutch Quality Stone in Mount Eaton. And by the Shout Brothers Farms. Now let's go to the stadium for tonight's Wayndale Golden Bears High School football game.
You have got two playoff teams here this evening from Swanton, Ohio, that have two completely different histories as far as the playoffs are concerned. Good evening, everyone. I'm Dave Mitchell with Patrick Mitchell, and we have got Division 5 Region 16 quarterfinal football action for you. It's the Wayndale Golden Bears at 7-3 overall against the Swanton Bulldogs at 9-1 on the year. And, Pat, these two teams have got senior-laden classes that have been had high expectations since the seventh grade. We talked about it at the beginning of the year. The playoffs are here. It's what we expected. Now it's time to go out and do some damage.
Yeah, really, as you said, two very similar teams as far as their background stories go. One of these teams obviously was able to capture their league dreams in Swanton, and the Bears were not able to do that, but they're definitely going to come out tonight and realize it's a new season and realize that they have work to be done to be able to salvage this season.
Well, the Swanton Bulldogs are undefeated here at home during this 2015 season, while the Bears on the year, when they play on the road, it has not been fun on the road. The Bears this year are 2-3, but tonight it's for all the marbles. The Bears are adorned in their white road uniforms with brown numerals and gold trim, and for the Swanton Bulldogs, they're in their all-purple uniforms with white numerals and the S on their white helmets. Swanton will be going from right to left across your computer screen, and it will be Nick Kobach, a junior 5'7", 140-pounder that is going to kick it off for the Bulldogs. He was an All-Stater a year ago. Back set to return for the Bears, as usual, it is Nick Strasbaugh and Antoine Lewis. Kobach has got it all lined up. We've got a jam-packed crowd here this evening. Glad to have you along on UltimateSportsTalk.com as we bring you playoff football for the first time since 2009. Kobach waiting for the official signal to get this one underway. He's got it, and here we go. Kobach approaches it, kicks it off deep, end-over-end kick. It'll be taken in by Strasbaugh from the 5. He'll take it right up the middle to the 10, hits the wedge to the 15, to the 20, out to the 30-yard line, and he is brought down immediately by the Swanton Bulldogs, T.J. Baker. So the Bears will start 1st and 10 from their own 30-yard line to start this one out with Brevin Reby at quarterback. Reedy on the year, completing just 60% of his passes. They will send Spidell out wide to the right. Wide left is Titus Bixler, who's starting this evening. Reed Stanley will line up behind Brevin in the pistol, and the Bears are in that wing formation with Lewis and Strasbaugh. Now moving in motion is Strasbaugh. Handoff right up the middle to Reed Stanley, and he's going to be hit at the 32 and dropped right there. So a gain of 2 yards on the first carry of the ball game for Reed Stanley, and it is second down and 8 yards to go.
It's always interesting to see what coaches like to do, if they want to try to open up the game with maybe a trick play or something deep, or if they just want to hand the ball off, do something up the middle, and make sure everybody's good to go.
Mike Vickers was ultimately concerned earlier today when I talked to him about Nick Strasbaugh. Moving in motion to Stanley. Brevin Reby throws out into the flat, complete near the sideline to Nick Strasbaugh. He is brought down on the play by Oaks at the 40-yard line, and he is close to a first down. It'll be third down and call it about 1 yard to go. That's the first completion of the night by Brevin Reby, and it was just an easy down and out.
It's something we've seen all year. If defenders are going to play off the Golden Bear receivers, they're just going to run little out patterns or little hitches and pick up yards that way.
Empty backfield now for Brevin Reby. Moving in motion to the far side is Antoine Lewis. He gets it on the jet around the left-hand side. He's going to pick up the first down and struggle forward out to the 43-yard line, but that is the initial first down of the game picked up by Antoine Lewis after a 3-yard scamper. And the Bears have it first and 10 at their own 43-yard line. Reby with Stanley to the left of it. Wing formation for the Bears in tight, and moving in motion is Lewis. Fake handoff to Stanley. Reby drops back, evades one rusher, throws it over the middle, and it is knocked away on a nice play defensively by Robbie Gilsdorf. Boy, he came in and just covered up Nick Strasbaugh and knocked the ball down.
Reby actually had two guys out there in that formation. I don't know if you saw Reed Stanley streaking up the sideline, but it looked like he might have been open. But the pressure right away is obviously not something we're going to want to see tonight from the Bears' offensive line.
Out wide right is Spidell. Slot right is Antoine Lewis. At the wing is Reed Stanley. Nick Strasbaugh behind the backfield. Handoff, now fake handoff, throw it out into the flat, complete to Reed Stanley across the 45 to the 46-yard line. 3 yards on the pass play. That's the first catch of the night by Reed Stanley. Second completion of the evening by Brevin Reeby. And it brings up third down and 7 yards to go.
We'll see what Swanton likes to do here on third long, if they want to just play coverage or if they want to bring the blitz.
Strasbaugh out wide left near the far side of the field. Ball in the near hash mark. Antoine Lewis comes out wide right. He's going to stack up behind Aaron Spidell. In the backfield is Reed Stanley to the left of Brevin Reeby. He moves in motion to the far side. Pitt handoff. Ball is intercepted by McComb. It was thrown ahead of Antoine Lewis. He got a hand on it, and McComb came in and intercepted the pass. And the Bulldogs will take it over first and 10 at the Wayndale 43-yard line.
Definitely not something you want to do. You know, third and long, you don't want to see a turnover to put the ball in Golden Bear territory. You know, if you don't get it, you just want to punt it away and try to get them deep. But now we'll see what the Bears' defense is made of now.
Well, McComb comes out. He completed 57% of his passes. He's got Lonzak, Michael Lonzak, the freshman, behind him. They line up in a wing formation with Rankin out to the left-hand side. Now Rankin moves in motion. They're going to pitch it off to Rankin. Rankin around the right-hand side. He cuts inside Logan Stanley, inside the 40 and down to the 38-yard line. A gain of 5 yards on the play by Rankin on the pitch sweep. And it brings up second down and 5 yards to go.
And looked like on that play, I don't know if it was called or Rankin hesitated a little bit after he got the pitch. I don't know if they were setting up maybe a hail or a halfback pass there or not.
Out wide left is Gilsdorf. Lonzak in the backfield. Rankin is wing right. Now Rankin will move in motion to left-hand side. They're going to pitch it back to him around this side on the near side. Nice block on the play, and Rankin will cut it inside the 35 and be run out of bounds at the 31-yard line. A gain of 7 on that run, and he's got a first down.
So as we see here, obviously something that the Swanton coaches thought they could do is get the edge, and you know, they must have saw the Chippewa film and the Norwegian films to, you know, they're getting the edge, putting a lot of blockers out there and making the Bears get off their blocks.
We're under 9 minutes and running left to go in this first quarter. Swanton takes it over on the interception, and they've driven down to the Wayndale 30-yard line, just outside the 30. Handoff up the middle to Lonzak, and Lonzak takes it. He just keeps moving, and he moves forward down inside the 30 to the 27-yard line on a gain of 3. That offensive line is one thing that worried Matt Zerker. They have got huge tackles. They have got, at one tackle, a man that is 250 pounds, and at the other tackle, a man that is 240. Zingaluski is 240, and on the right side is Austin Jones at 250. Moving in motion is Rankin, pitch back, fake pitch back, handoff to Lonzak, and he's going to be stacked up and down immediately by Kyle Ice on the play. Ice, from his nose tackle position, stopped him dead in his tracks. No gain, and it's third and 6.
Lonzak, ball carrier.
That's the one thing the Bears are hoping that Kyle Ice can do here tonight, and that is beat the center to the ball carrier.
Well, we'll see here what Swanton likes to do. I see Gilsdorf coming out, so obviously he's not going to be an option. So we may see a little pop pass with number 82 over here at tight end.
McComb, handoff on the right-hand side. He goes to Rankin, and Rankin is going to take it down to the 20-yard line, and he picks up the first down after a gain of 6 on the play. So a gain of 6 on the play for Rankin. He's got 18 yards on 3 carries so far, and another first down for Swanton. Ball resting just inside the Wayndale 20-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go for the Bulldogs. Lonzak lines up behind McComb, with Rankin now lined up next to Lonzak in the backfield. Oaks goes out wide right. Tight formation, handoff goes up the middle to Lonzak, and Lonzak's going to take it inside the 20, down to the 16-yard line, a gain of 4 on the play, and right now, Swanton is able to run up the middle on the Bears.
They're really able to run wherever they want to. First couple of plays, we saw them run on the edge, and now we're seeing them go right up the middle. Again, something that's plagued the Bears all year is not being able to penetrate the line of scrimmage and get off the blocks and make the tackle.
6:50 to go in this first quarter of play. McComb under center on second down and 7. Handoff goes up the middle. Blonzak, he leaps over the top of Ben Farrar, takes it inside the 15 and down to the 14-yard line. A gain of 3 yards on that carry. And it now is third down and 3 inside the Wayndale 12-yard line. That's 4 carries tonight for Lonzak. He's got 12 yards so far. Rankin lines up next to Lonzak in the backfield. McComb, tight formation. And the handoff goes to Rankin around the left-hand side. He's going to be hit and brought down immediately on the play by Sam Farrar and Ben Farrar. Ben Farrar with the tackle, and he took him down right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe lost a yard, and it'll bring up fourth down, 5 yards to go, and it will be...
It looks like they're going to go for it. Like we were watching pregame, and their field goal kicker definitely has range, but obviously Coach Vickers, he wants more than a field goal here.
So it's fourth down, 5 yards to go from the Wayndale 15-yard line. It is Rankin and Lonzak. Now McComb moves in. He's going to run out of the shotgun. Now he's going to roll out to his right. He throws it into the flat. It is complete to Gilsdorf. Gilsdorf spins in at the end zone. Touchdown. Gilsdorf gets the 16-yard touchdown reception from the quarterback McComb. And Swanton jumps out on top of this one by a score of 6-0.
And that's something that we saw. I can't remember exactly what game it was, but... the guy out of the backfield. Nobody accounts for the guy out of the backfield, and it's their one of their best players. I don't understand why the defense wouldn't know where he's at, and he was wide open in the flat for the touchdown.
Go back in to attempt the extra point, and he drills it up and through. There's an official timeout on the field. 5:25 to go in this first quarter of play, and your score. It is Swanton 7 and Wayndale nothing.
Make the greener siding choice for your home. Seamless siding from Miller Custom Exteriors. We're the original ABC Seamless guys, and our siding is made of 100% American-made steel, the most recycled material in the world. I'm Miller Custom Exteriors President Lauren Miller. Our slightly obsessive Amish heritage guarantees you a phenomenal siding job, guaranteed, or we'll fix it free. Call Miller Custom Exteriors today for ABC Seamless Siding, the green siding choice. 1-800-589-4905 or visit us online at MillerCustomExteriors.com.
Where can you get food? Smoking with Southern Pride, the Fire and Ice Pub in Fredericksburg. Build your own burgers. Try our brisket and pulled pork. And every Thursday night is half-price wing night. Everything cooked to your satisfaction, so you'll come back time and time again. The Fire and Ice Pub, open Tuesday through Thursday, 11 to 10. Friday and Saturday, 11 to midnight. And Sunday, 11 to 8. Located just west of Fredericksburg on County Road 192. Well, the interception leads to a Swanton touchdown, and they lead it now 7-0. Kobach is going to kick it off for the Bulldogs. He kicks it deep, and it will be taken in by Strasbaugh, and he juggles it at about the 1 yard line, picks it up at the 5. He cuts to the right, to the 10, outruns one tackler to the 15, to the 20, and he's run out of bounds at the 22 yard line. So the Bears will start at 1st and 10 at their own 22 yard line, and Nick made something out of nothing after bobbling that kickoff.
And this is something he's really not used to seeing all year. He hasn't seen anybody kick the ball deep to him all year. It's usually been squibs or directional kicks away from him.
So the Bears start 1st and 10 just inside their own 22-yard line with 5:17 left to go in this first quarter of play, and Swanton on top of it by a score of 7-0. We're going to be keeping an eye on the Edison Galliard game for you here this evening with scores on that one. Reedy out, ball in the near hash mark. Moving in motion is Reed Stanley. Hand off to Nick Strasbaugh. He was in the backfield to the left of Reedy, and he takes it out to the 25-yard line for a gain of, call it 3 yards on the carry. The first carry of the night by Nick, and it's 2nd down 7. Swanton plays that 5-2 defense. And they bring the safeties clear up in almost inside the box. Reeby now with an empty backfield. Three receivers out wide to the right, to the far side, two receivers. Stanley moves in motion. Dropping back is Reeby. He's going to throw the ball deep, and he threw it way over the head of Nick Strasbaugh and incomplete.
Yeah, that was, I don't know if that was jitters or what, but we haven't seen Brevin miss like that all year.
No, but the good part about that play was Nick Strasbaugh was open over the middle.
I think Antoine Lewis is open on this side as well.
Strasbaugh comes back to the line of scrimmage, slot left. Spidell is wide left. Now Antoine Lewis moves slot right. Wing right is Reed Stanley. Dropping back is Reby. Reby throws it out into the flat, complete to Aaron Spidell at the 30-yard line, where he is spun out of bounds immediately by Lonzak. 5 yards on the completion, but it's fourth down and 2 yards to go, and it's punting time for the Bears.
And looks like anytime third and long for the Bears, they're just going to, Swanton's just going to rush three and drop eight in the coverage, so they're going to have to figure out how to get more yards on first and second down to avoid those situations.
So three and out for the Bears. Dropping back, set to return is Oaks for Swanton, along with Gilsdorf. And the punt by the Bears is kicked out of bounds on a shank in Swanton territory. And now let's see where they're going to spot the ball. It's going to be outside the 40. And they will spot it right at the 40, well, he keeps going, 45-yard line. So the Bears have to punt. Colton Purdy with the punt, and it wasn't a very good one. And Swanton will take it over at their own 45.
And, again, if you're the Bears defense, this is where you really got to step up here, as we just saw a sideline warning against Swanton. But you can't let Swanton score here. Playoff game and a team on their home field, you don't want to get down 14 points.
Right now I'm not too happy with the way the Bears are looking out on defense. They just look to be a little lethargic right now. 4-4 defense by the Bears. McComb under center. He's going to fake a handoff and take it around the left-hand side, and he's going to be drugged down on a nice play by Antoine Lewis. Boy, there may have only been one guy on the field that could have caught McComb, who runs the 40 and 4-4, and that was Antoine Lewis, and he picks up only a yard.
Yeah, really a big play-saving tackle there by Antoine Lewis. If he was able to slip away from Antoine, he had a lot of green up the sideline.
Just a yard gained, second down and 9 yards to go at the 46-yard line. Swanton in their own territory. They lead it 7-0 as we are under 4 minutes left to go in this first quarter of play. McComb under center, tight end right. Lonzak, now McComb drops back. He's going to throw it out in the flat, and it is complete to Gilsdorf. And Gilsdorf is brought down in Wayndale territory at the 49-yard line. So a gain of 4 on that pass completion to Gilsdorf. That's his second catch of the night. And the second completion of the night for McComb.
Strasbaugh did a really good job of covering that route. I just don't think he expected Gilsdorf to get it because of how well covered he was. If he would have looked for the ball, that was probably a pick 6 for Strasbaugh.
So it's 3rd down 5. McComb drops back. He's looking up the left-hand side. Now he's going to tuck it under. He's going to run it, and he's going to pick up the first down. Boy, he stepped out of bounds right at the yard marker at the 45-yard line, and he's got the first down after a 5-yard scamper.
And that's something you got to be wary of with McComb, at least from what we've seen on film, is a lot of people that have seen Wayndale play have probably seen Chippewa play, and he's just basically a taller version of Bailey Breitenstein. If something's not open in the passing game, he's going to be able to create things with his feet.
First down, 10 yards to go at the Wayndale 45-yard line for the Bulldogs. McComb fumbled the snap from center but jumps right on it back at the 46-yard line. So McComb just didn't get the snap, and they'll put it at the 46 for a loss of a yard on the play. Now it'll bring up 2nd down and 11. And McComb does the same thing most of the time that Smithville does. Runs to the sideline and gets the play from Mike Vickers and then comes back into the field. Oaks goes out wide right to the far side of the field. Gilsdorf wide left. Hand off to Lonzak, and Lonzak's going to be hit right at the 45-yard line after a yard gain. Nice tackle by Ben Farrar in there along with Kyle Ice. Just a yard gain on the play for Lonzak. And it is 3rd down, 10 yards to go, just inside the Bears' 45.
All right, so here's where you got to keep your eye on number 22, Gilsdorf, and you got to contain the pocket with McComb.
Oaks is going to go out wide right. Coming to the left-hand side, the near side, is Gilsdorf. McComb out of the shotgun. He's going to throw the ball over the middle, and it is complete to the tight end, Singlets with the catch. And he takes it down to the 29-yard line on the play. And the completion gives them the first down.
You know, just a simple little pop pass there for 16 yards. And, you know, right now Swanton's able to convert their third and longs. And Wayndale's just not able to on offense.
And they don't throw to the tight end very often, but they did there. And he was wide open. First and 10 for Swanton, their fourth of the evening. And a handoff goes to Lonzak, and Lonzak is going to be hit at the 25-yard line and dropped down right there by Logan Stanley, who is slow getting up after the tackle. So a gain of 4 yards on the carry for Lonzak.
Second down. One thing we're definitely seeing is if you're playing the Swanton team, you better buckle up the chin strap and be ready to hit somebody.
Second down, 6 yards to go from the Wayndale 25. McComb getting under center. 1:09 left to go in this first quarter. Lonzak right behind him. And the handoff goes to Lonzak off left tackle. He struggles forward to the 21-yard line, where he is brought down by Titus Bixler and Aaron Spidell. So a gain of 4 yards on that carry, and it's 3rd and 2. He's got 21 yards rushing, but on 7 carries, so 3 yards a carry. But I'll tell you, Lonzak, he does the heavy lifting, and he is a freshman.
I would imagine Swanton setting up another run here, probably up the middle, bringing in, taking out a couple of their receivers and bringing in some bigger players to line up on the line and in the backfield.
We're under 30 seconds and running. Now they're going to go with a full house T formation. Two tight ends set. McComb under center on 3rd and 2. Moving in motion to the far side is Oaks, and now the handoff goes to Lonzak. Lonzak's got the first down inside the 10. Or inside the 15, excuse me, is going to be stopped inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. A gain of 7 on that carry by Lonzak, and it is another first down for Swanton. And that should do it for the first quarter. 15 seconds left to go, and the clock will run. And Swanton is just going to let it run, and that will be the end of the first quarter of play. Swanton's knocking at the Bears' door. We've played one in this quarterfinal playoff game. Your score is Swanton 7 and Wayndale nothing.
Family-owned and operated, Casa de Sasi is built on timeless principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Your trust is vitally important, which is why Casa de Sasi takes care of you like part of their family. Casa de Sasi's products are made to resemble the classic old-world Italian style. They offer granite, ledge stone, limestone, and more. But providing a quality product is just the beginning of the care you get from Casa de Sasi. Call them today, 330-830-9760.
Family. At the time you need them the most, they are there. So is the Spidell Funeral Home. They have been family-owned and operated for over 125 years, so they understand family. When you come in, the Spidell Funeral Home will walk through the process with you, assisting you in your choices. That's how family works. The Spidell Funeral Home, in two locations, on Main Street in Mount Eaton and on Chestnut Street in Brewster. The Spidell Funeral Home, just like family, there when you need them. Well, you said it best, Pat. The Bears have got to strap on their chin straps now and start playing some physical football because Swanton wants to play it. They lead it 7-0. And they've got it 1st and 10 at the Wayndale 14-yard line. McComb under center, full house backfield, hand off to Lonzak. Lonzak is going to take it down to about the 13-yard line where he is stacked up by Ben Farrar and Ty Straits. Gain of only 1 yard on the play for Lonzak. But he's carried the lumber 9 times here this evening. And he's unofficially got 19 yards.
We heard all week that he's a pretty decent running back, and he's definitely tough for being just a freshman.
We've just begun the second quarter of play. It is 2nd down and a long 8 yards to go. Again, that T formation, full house backfield. And McComb is going to hand off to Lonzak, and Lonzak is going to take it down to about the 10-yard line right up the middle. On that Wayndale offense or defense, he picks up another 3 yards on the play, and it will be 3rd down and 5 yards to go.
3rd down and 6.
Couple scores real quick. Chippewa up 7-0 on Lake in the first quarter, and Norwayne is up 7-0 on Crossford in the first. first quarter as well.
And right now it's 7-0 Swanton in this one, and they've got third down, 5 yards to go. Cervantes is out of the ballgame now. They bring in Oaks. Oaks is out wide right. Gilsdorf wide left. Lonzak to the right of McComb, who's in the shotgun. McComb drops back, looks into the end zone, and it is knocked away and incomplete by Strasbaugh on a nice defensive play. That's the first incompletion of the night by McComb. It's fourth down, 5 yards to go, and let's see what Mike Vickers decides to do. Kobach started to come in, and now he will come in, and they will attempt the field goal.
As we said before, Kobach's got a pretty good leg, so you would think he could at least get the distance from here. And being up a touchdown, you know, you want to try to get the points and be able to get a two-possession game here.
They'll spot it at the 17-yard line, so this will be a 27-yard attempt. And from what we saw in the pregame, he is more than adept at kicking this one through. McComb is the holder. Snap is good. Kick is up, and it is a high end over end kick, and it is good. So there's an official timeout on the field with 10:31 to go before halftime. Your score now, Swanton 10, Wayndale nothing.
Yoder Builders in Orrville is your full-service construction firm, specializing in new residential construction, remodeling, finished basements, and masonry work. Looking for a new sunroom or deck? Yoder Builders in Orrville offers uncompromising customer satisfaction on every job, from the ground up to a new house and everything else. Yoder Builders in Orrville, a member of the HBA and proud supporter of Wayndale Athletics. Yoder Builders, 330-684-1050. When it comes to cheering on your team, chips and dip don't cut it. So build a better game plan, one that starts with tender, juicy pork. Kick things off with a pork tenderloin and sausage flatbread. Serve a slam dunk with sweet and spicy pork kebabs, or hit it out of the park with hearty pork meatball sandwiches. With pork, there are countless ways to keep game day going strong. Find more winning ideas at porkbeinspired.com. Brought to you by Shop Brothers Farms and the Northeast Ohio Pork Producers.
Well, a nice drive by the Bulldogs, capped off by a 27-yard field goal by Kobach, and they lead it now 10-0. Swanton will kick it off, as Kobach will kick it off. Back set to return is Strasbaugh and Lewis for the Bears. And the Bears need to put something together offensively on this possession to get back into this one down 10-0. Kobach kicks it off. It's going to be taken in by Antoine Lewis at his own 6. He'll bring it to the middle of the field, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Cuts to the left-hand side. Now back up the middle to the 25, across the 25, and out to the 28-yard line, where he is brought down by a host of Bulldog tacklers, so the Bears will have it first and 10 from their own 28.
First and 10, Golden Bears.
This will be the third possession for the Bears. The first one stopped by an interception, and the second one was a three and out. So now Wayndale needs to get something offensive going with 10:23 to go before halftime.
Yeah, we're getting close to pretty much crucial must-score drives here.
Reby with Reed Stanley to the right of him out of the pistol formation. Three receivers out to this near side. Ball in the far hash mark. Reeby's going to throw it out in the flat, and it is complete to Titus Bixler across the 30 to the 34-yard line for a gain of 5 on that reception.
Reeby to Bixler, tackled by Sego.
So Bixler picks it up. His first catch of the night for 5 yards. Second down, 5 yards to go. Reby out of the pistol, drops back, same play. It's going to be hit Bixler right in the hands and pops through his hands and out of play.
And really another bullet dodge there by the Bears. We saw that happen once before in an interception, and a ball popped right up again and could have been killer, but another third down here for the Bears. They got to convert.
Third down and a long 5 yards to go from their own 34-yard line as they look to the side for the play. 9:51 remaining in this first half. And Swanton leads it 10-0. Reed Stanley in the backfield. Reby out of the pistol. Three receivers out wide to the left-hand side. Reby gets the snap. He's going to throw it out into the flat, and it is incomplete. Knocked away by Tim Rankin on the play, and he smelled that thing coming from a mile away.
Yeah, as you said, he saw that coming. He saw the little swing pass out to Reed Stanley, and he just played the edge there. He did it perfectly.
So the Bears, three and out again, and Colton Purdy will come in to attempt the punt. He'll be punting the ball away from about his own 25-yard line. Oaks and Gilsdorf are back set to return at about their own 35-yard line for the Bulldogs. Good snap, and Purdy's going to get the kick away. It's a low-line drive kick that will bounce, and Gilsdorf will pick it up at his 28 to the 30 up the left-hand side across the 40-yard line out to the 45. He's still going, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds near midfield, and there is a player down for the Bears over on the far sideline. And I'm not sure who that is as he is laying flat on his back. But Swanton is going to take the football over first and 10 from their own 49. We've got a timeout on the field. And Matt Zerker's out talking to the official saying that there was a clip there and that's why his player is down. I still can't tell who it is, but we'll check it out right after this timeout. Your score, it is Swanton 10 and Wayndale nothing.
Experience a pleasant atmosphere and homemade comfort food daily at Deb's Den in Apple Creek. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. There's no assembly line food at Deb's Den. Everything is handcrafted and fresh, from the sandwiches to the soups and sides and the dinner specials every day. Deb's Den, breakfast hours are Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and Sundays, 9 to noon. Lunch and dinner hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, 12 to 3. Closed on Monday, Deb's Den, next to the Bear on Main Street in Apple Creek.
So it looked like it was Titus Bixler. Titus Bixler was the one that was hurt, and he is up and walked off the field under his own power.
Just got the wind knocked out of him, possibly.
Well, Matt Zerker, before that timeout, he was arguing that there was a clip on the play. Ball at the 49-yard line in Swanton territory. And over at Edison, it is. Well, let's take a look at that score very quickly. It is 14-7, Edison at the end of one period of play over Galleon. Swanton starts at first and 10, moving in motion as Rankin. Rolling out to the right is McComb. McComb's going to throw the ball deep. He throws it up into the air up in the area of Spidell, and the pass is brought down on a nice jumping catch on the play by Oaks. And Oaks takes it down to the 11-yard line. Boy, what a nice play. On the play, but 39-yard completion.
Yeah, that was a nice throw there by McComb, and he put it right where Oaks could get it. You know, 6'4 receiver, and we have Spidell who's 6'2 and can jump as well. But possibly may have met his match today.
And Aaron, he was right there, and Oaks just out jumped it. Pitch out comes around the left hand side to Rankin on first and 10 from the 11. And Rankin's going to be pushed out of bounds by Logan Stanley inside the 10. They'll say he's out at about the 7. Gain of 4 yards on the sweep by Lonzak.
And again, another situation here where we got to see, we obviously see the Bears defenders bend here, but they can't break again. If they want to give up something, it can only be a field goal.
Bears already down 10-0 in this one with 9:04 left to go before halftime. We'll talk Ohio State football at halftime. Gilsdorf comes out wide to the right-hand side. Wing formation. McComb under center looking at the play. Cockler's 5 on it. Handoff goes to Lonzak. Lonzak struggles forward inside the 5, down to the 3. He's got a pickup of about 5 yards on the carry. He's close to a first down. They're going to spot him just at the 4, and it'll be third down and call it 2. 29 yards tonight for Lonzak unofficially, and they're going to bring in the 2 tight end set again. On third down 2 with 8:40 and running left to go in this first half. Oaks is out of the ball game. So is Gilsdorf. They'll go with that T formation. Cervantes is one of the fullbacks along with Lonzak in the backfield. Tight end formation. Both tight ends in tight. Hand off to Lonzak. Lonzak dives in. He's close to the goal line. Touchdown, Swan. Lonzak dives in from the 4. And it is 16-0 now. Swanton on top of it.
Just obviously not what you want at all if you're... If you're the Golden Bears, you're being down 16-0, probably 17-0 after this PAT, and just looks like no life at all in the Golden Bears.
No, I was concerned in the first quarter when I saw that the Bears just were lackluster after their second possession. Go back in to attempt the extra point, and he drills it right through. So there is 8:19 to go in this first half of play, and your score from Swanton, it is the Bulldogs 17 and Wayndale nothing.
Amish craftsmanship revered worldwide. Dutch Quality Stone products have become the industry leader in quality and consistency. In the heart of one of the biggest Amish communities in America, Dutch Quality Stone provides a stunning collection of fine veneer stone readily available for dependable, easy-to-install options for homes and commercial properties. In our corner of the world, people believe in doing things right. Hard work, honesty, and genuine care. Dutch Quality Stone, located on Dover Road in Mount Eaton. Call today, 877-359-7866.
17-0 Swanton on top of this one. And, Pat, now the Bears know how Smithville felt last week.
Yeah, just Swanton right now just absolutely putting on a clinic of how to win a football game and how to just dominate your opponent. I mean, we saw it last week, as you said, what we did against Smithville. But, the Bears just giving up big plays and, the one turnover and just not being able to stop Swanton on third or fourth down, it's led to a 17-0 deficit.
Now it's imperative that the Bears do something on this drive. 9 minutes to go in the first half. They're down three scores, and back set to return on this kickoff by Kobach again is Nick Strasbaugh and Antoine Lewis. Bears down 17-0. Kobach comes up, kicks it off, a low line drive kick that will be taken in by Antoine Lewis at his own 10, to the 15, to the 20, up the far side, across the 20 to the 25. He's going to be stacked up and brought right down at the 27, and that's where Wayndale will start. It's not that the Bears have not had bad field position either to start out. They've started out at the 30, the 22, the 28, and now the 27, Pat.
Yeah, just not been able to get anything going. Whether it's on the passing game or through the run, not being able to sustain blocks, and it's obviously showing right now.
Well, they're going to spot it at the 26-yard line, so the Bears start first and 10 at their own 26. Reby out of the pistol. Stack receivers out wide on both sides. Handoff up the middle to Reed Stanley, and he's stacked up right at the line of scrimmage for no gain at all. Just no push by the offensive line. And it's second down and 10 yards to go. They'll say maybe he lost about a half yard. We're under 8 minutes and running left to go in this first half. Reed Stanley will line up to the left-hand side. Now Nick Strasbaugh is going to line up at Wildcat for the Bears. Tight formation, moving in motion is Reed Stanley. He's going to get it around the left-hand side. Reed cuts it to the 25, and he is brought down immediately by Tim Rankin at the 24-yard line for a loss of a yard. Boy, anything the Bears do right now, Swanton has got it smelled out.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like they saw every single game film that we've played this year. With the technology and huddle this year, could be very well possible.
And Wayndale's going to use a timeout as Matt Zerker needs to get something dialed up offensively with 7:26 to go in this first half. Bears down 17-0, and it's third down and a long 11 yards to go for the Bears from their own 25-yard line.
Well, we got the comment last week is, where has this Bears team been all year? And this is the Bears team we saw against Chippewa, second half of Norwayne, and against Northwestern. And again, if they don't come together and figure something out, we might end up seeing a running clock here in the second half.
This is just not a good situation. The Bears lackluster and just not able to do anything offensively against the Swanton defense.
Yeah, I mean, could possibly be the long bus trip, but, other teams have to do it. And, that's really not an excuse because it's the playoffs. I mean, you should be up and ready to play for it.
Reby is going to take the snap from center out of the pistol. He drops back. He's going to look up the left side. He's going to throw it to Antoine Lewis, and it is knocked away and incomplete on the play. Nice defensive play by Johnny Shanks. So the incompletion will cause the Bears to punt the ball away again. I've got the Bears with only one first down in this game. 7:20 to go.
Just one first down, and that was on their first possession. And really, a good play call there. Lewis had at least three steps on the defender, but just an underthrown ball.
So it's fourth down and 11 yards to go. Colton Purdy will punt it away from about his own 15. Oaks and Gildersdorf are back near midfield, set to return this punt. 17-0, Swanton leads it. High snap from center, but Purdy brings it down, and he gets a low sideways kick that's going to hit inside Swanton territory and go out of bounds. At about the 41-yard line is where they will spot it.
at the 42-yard line. First
so a 34-yard punt by Colton Purdy. And Swanton will have the football. That is three straight possessions for the Bears that they have had to punt the football three and out. So Swanton gets it back. At the, they're going to mark at the 42-yard line in their own territory. And they've started out at the Bears 43, their own 45, their own 49, and their own 42.
Combined getting your tails whipped on the offensive line, giving up big plays and turnovers, and then good field position, not a recipe for success for anybody.
McComb under center, handoff to Lonzak, and Lonzak's going to be upended and brought down at the 44, just shy of the 45-yard line. Gain of two. Boy, it looked like he didn't get anything on that play, and you look up and he's got three. So that front line of Swanton is getting a great push from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, just obviously a very strong group, not only, you know, big. You see big kids all the time, but you question, are they strong? And they're definitely proving tonight that they are a strong group.
6:42 remaining in the half. 17-0 Swanton. They have the football just shy of the 45-yard line. Hand off to Lonzak. Lonzak struggles forward. Boy, he falls forward. When he gets hit, he just continues to keep the legs churning and falls forward. He's going to be at the 47-yard line. So another gain of 3 yards on the carry for Lonzak. And these guys are like 3 yards on a cloud of dust.
Yeah, he's, as you said, he gets the ball, and you can pretty much guarantee he's going to get at least 3 yards. And he just puts his shoulders down and bounces off a hit and falls forward.
So it's third down and 4 yards to go. Ball at the 47-yard line, just shy of the 48 with under 6 minutes left in the half. Receivers out wide on the right side. McComb's going to roll out to his right, but before that happens, Smithville took a timeout. Mike Vickers didn't like what he saw defensively.
Swanton, I'm sorry.
Took a timeout.
We wish we were playing Smithville right now.
Yeah, right now. That's the first timeout by Swanton in this game. Bears have used one, so they've got two left. Well, Pat, when you look at this, Matt Zerker's going to have to figure out something to do with this team to get them not only fired up, but get the offense moving.
Yeah, you know, I think he's trying over there. He's trying to get his guys motivated and figure out something to do, and they're just not responding for whatever reason. And you know, I'm sure he doesn't understand it. I don't understand it, how you don't get up for some playoff football, but whatever the case, they need to get it figured out and figured out quick.
Well, it would look like the Bears would need just one big play to get this thing turned around for themselves. We're under 6 minutes left to go. 5:53 after that timeout by Mike Vickers of Swanton. 17-0, the Bulldogs on top of it, and they've got the ball resting at their own 48-yard line, third and four.
There's real quick, Norwayne is up 13-7 on Rossford in the second quarter.
So Swanton comes out. They're going to send trips out to the near side. Ball on the far hash mark. Lonzak to the right of McComb. McComb out of the shotgun. He's going to throw it out to the right-hand side and overthrows the intended receiver, Gilsdorf. So the Bears have now forced Swanton to punt the football. It'll be fourth down and 4 yards to go.
Now we'll see if they punt. They're bringing a new group on, and McComb's their punter, so whenever your quarterback's your punter, that's something you always got to be wary of, is a fake punt.
And I noticed before the game, he throws right-handed, he punts left-footed, which is odd to say the least. 5:49 to go in this first half. Like I said, at halftime, we will be talking Ohio State football and their game against Minnesota tomorrow night. Nick Strasbaugh back set to return at around his 23-yard line. McComb in the backfield. Now he's going to come up and take the snap under center. He gets under center. Bears now stacking it up, and it looks like maybe they're going to run the play. Pitch out comes around the left-hand side. Two.
He's short.
And pitched it out to Gilsdorf, and he got it to the midfield stripe, and maybe that's the play the Bears need. Swanton decided to go ahead and fake punt, and the Bears stopped them at their own 49-yard line, and the Bears take over first and 10.
Exactly as you said. Maybe that's the big play that they needed. A gamble there, obviously, by Coach Vickers. He feels like he's up 17-0. Let's try to keep this going, maybe keep the ball for the rest of the half, and punch one in just before halftime when you get the ball. But Bears obviously get very good field position here, and now they got to make it count.
5:43 left to go in the first half. Ball just shy of midfield. Reby with Stanley to the left-hand side. Handoff goes to Stanley. Around the up the middle, hitting that check at that is Strasbaugh. Strasbaugh took it right up the middle for a 3-yard gain down to the 47-yard line. His second carry of the night, he's got 6 yards, and that up-the-middle carry by Strasbaugh has been effective so far in 2 carries. Strasbaugh behind him, he's going to get it again, takes it right up the middle. He's going to be dropped at the 45. Bears going to the hurry-up, 2-yard pickup by Strasbaugh on back-to-back carries, and it's 3rd down 5. They need to get to the 40-yard line for a first down, and the ball's just inside the Swanton 45. Strasbaugh to the left of Reby in the shotgun. Wing formation for the Bears. Stack receivers out wide right with Lewis and Spidell. Moving in motion is Stanley. Now Reby drops back. He's going to throw it out into the flat, and it is intercepted by Swanton. Tried to get the ball to Strasbaugh, and the interception is picked off by Gilsdorf. Second interception of the game thrown by Brevin Reby. And he just stepped right in front of that one and picked it off at the 44-yard line of Swanton.
Yeah, exactly as you said. Just stepped right in front of that one. Knew what was coming. Saw Strasbaugh leak out of the backfield and go into the flats, and he just read that route and jumped right in front of the pass.
So Swanton will get the ball back after the second Wayndale turnover. 4:55 to go in this first half. They've got it at their own 44-yard line, 1st and 10, and the Bears defense will have to stop them again. They're down 17 to nothing. McComb, handoff to Lonzak. And Lonzak's going to be hit in the backfield and dropped. Austin Rogers made one of the hits. Logan Stanley made the initial hit, and Rogers put him away. And they'll say no gain on the play. And it's 2nd down and 10. Rogers got the start tonight at that right linebacker spot, the sophomore. Now Adam Mullett leaves the football game, and in is Cole Geiser. Now wholesale substitutions by Swanton. They play a lot of players at the skilled positions. Coming out wide to the right-hand side is Oaks. Tight formation, wing formation, 2 running backs, and the handoff is going to go to Rankin. Rankin around the left-hand side slips and falls down. It's brought down by Ice and Logan Stanley right at the line of scrimmage, and it's 3rd down and 10 yards to go. Ball at the 44-yard line. Swanton, 2 running plays, have not gained a yard. We're under 4 minutes and running left to go.
Obviously, again, here with 3rd and long, got to keep your eye on McComb to keep him in the pocket and keep your eye on the tight end, as the Bears have been burned on before. He's over here lining up on the right side, and then Gilsdorf in the slot.
Gilsdorf in the slot, out wide left is Oaks. McComb out of the shotgun, drops back under a heavy rush. He's going to roll out to the right. Now he's going to tuck it under, and he's going to be hit and knocked out of bounds on the play by Titus Bixler. Shy of the first down, shy of the 50. They're going to mark him at the 48. So a gain of, call it 5 yards on the carry by McComb. And it's 4th down and 6 yards to go.
And we'll see. I would assume, with the way his defense is playing, that Coach Vickers would probably have his quarterback punt the ball away this time.
And McComb drops back. It looks like he's looking over the sideline. 3:27. Clock stops after he ran out of bounds. And McComb looking over to the sideline, and Mike Vickers calling out the play from the sideline. Nick Strasbaugh back set to return. Bears expecting the fake, but the snap comes back to McComb. He's going to punt the football away. High end-over-end kick that Strasbaugh is going to call for the fair catch and take it in at his own 23-yard line. So the Bears will start 1st and 10 from their own 23-yard line, and that has been the norm here this evening. 22, 28, 27, 49 was abnormal, and now the 23 taking it over. Call it the 24-yard line. And the Bears have it 1st and 10, down 17-0 with 3:21 left to go, and the doctor could put in a prescription right now saying the Bears need a TD.
I would definitely agree with that one.
Reby out of the pistol, empty backfield. Looks over to the right-hand side, now rolls to the right. He's got a lot of green. Now he's going to tuck it under, and he's going to cut it upfield and run out of bounds near the 30-yard line. They'll spot him at about the 29-yard line for a gain of 4 on that run. Leahy ran him out of bounds. First run of the night by Brevin Reby, just shy of the 29-yard line. clock stops with 3:13 left to go in the half. Second and five. Purdy out wide left. Strasbaugh slot left. Wing left is Antoine Lewis. To the left of Brevin Reby is Reed Stanley. Dropping back, handoff up the middle. It goes to Reed Stanley right up the middle across the 30 to the 32-yard line. Gain of about three on the carry for Reed Stanley, and he's not been able to get anything going here tonight. Four carries, 4 yards. And it will be third down and a short 3 yards to go. We're under 3 minutes left in the half.
Seems like anything that seems open for the Bears, it just closes up quickly.
Reby on third and two, handoff to Reed Stanley, breaks it off right tackle up to the 35. First down Bears after the 3 yard gain by Reed Stanley. Boy, that is something that the Bears needed, only their second first down in this half. Clock stops as they move the sticks, 2:44 to go. Receivers out wide on both sides. Empty backfield for Brevin Reby. And now a timeout taken by Swanton and Mike Vickers. And we'll take one also. We have got 2:39 left to go before halftime. And your score from Swanton. It is the Bulldogs 17, Wayndale nothing.
Do you own or manage a business? Work with school athletics? Make a great first impression with Murphy's Promotions. Make your name known. Murphy's Promotions will make your business stand out from the crowd. Murphy's Promotions specializes in silk screening, custom embroidery, and promotional products. Brand your business today by using Murphy's Promotions. Use your logo on shirts, hats, jackets, bags, and much more. Murphy's can also take care of your promotional products, pens, pencils, bags, and blankets. Murphy's Promotions, 330-464-1970.
17-0 Swanton on top of this one, but the Bears just picked up their second first down of the first half, and they've got it at their own 35-yard line with 2:39 left to go before half. That leaves Mike Vickers with one timeout here in the half. Aaron Spidell goes out wide right. Antoine Lewis slot right. Coming out wide left is Colton Purdy. Nick Strasbaugh lines up in the slot. Moving in motion. Now the Bears throw it into the flat. It's complete to Spidell across the 45 out to midfield into Swanton territory at the 48-yard line. Nice completion there for the Bears. Down to the 48-yard line. 25-yard reception on the play.
Good job by Brevin to get the handle on the ball. Didn't have it right away, but was able to get the handle and make a good pass.
Reby drops back, throws it out in the flat. Complete to Antoine Lewis on the right side, and he's going to struggle forward for about a yard on the play. Clock continues to run. It'll be second down and 9 yards to go, 2:15 left in this first half of play. That's Antoine Lewis's first catch of the night. Matt Zerker told me off the air last night that he thought Antoine Lewis was set for a big game in this one.
Second down,
9 yards to go in Swanton territory. First time the Bears have been there. At the 47, Reby looks back at Nick Strasbaugh. And he's going to throw the ball up the right side to Antoine Lewis and overthrew him. Coverage on the play by Tim Rankin. Brevin just threw that about two steps too far for Antoine to catch up to it.
And again, we don't know if it's jitters or what the problem is, but Brevin just seems, when he's thrown that deep ball, it's just been a little too far tonight.
1:49 left to go. It's third down, 9 yards. For the Bears. Purdy out wide left, slot left to Strasbaugh. Wide right is Spidell, slot right Lewis. At the wing is Reed Stanley, empty backfield. Moving in motion is Antoine Lewis. Fake handoff, and there's a flag on the play, and it's offside against Swanton. So that is the first penalty offside of the night against either team. It's been a very well-played half so far, but that penalty now will bring up third down and four as the Bears will now be moved down to the Swanton 42-yard line. 1:48 left to go before halftime. And this is a little more manageable. Purdy out wide left. Slot left to Strasbaugh. Ball on the far hash mark. Empty backfield. Wing formation for the Bears. Reby with Lewis in motion. Fake handoff. He's going to throw it up the right side. He's got Spidell open, and he catches the ball on a one-handed grab, and he takes it in for the score. What a catch by Aaron Spidell of 42 yards, and the Bears get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight.
What a catch. And we see Aaron work on that all the time in pregame warm-ups, the one-handed catch. And again, with Brevin leading people a little bit too far, he did it again, but the long arms of Spidell was able to reach out and snag it, and that's exactly what the Bears needed.
Exactly. Boy, we said that earlier. Jarrett Wanzek coming in to attempt the extra point with a minute 40 to go before half. Reby the hold. Low snap, but he got it down. The kick is up by Wanzek, and it is good. What a catch. That might have been the best catch of the year by anybody on the Wayndale or anybody we've played all season long, Pat, and the Bears now have cut the lead to 17-7.
I totally agree with you. I'd definitely have to search the memory banks pretty hard, but that was a great catch. And maybe the Bears are seeing something that they're going to be able to expose here into the second half is their guys are getting open deep. The balls have just been overthrown. So if they can keep doing that, and we're seeing this from Swanton, they're playing man-to-man, but they're up about 5 yards away, which the Bears obviously haven't seen too much of this year. If they have teams playing man-to-man, they're usually about 10 yards away, so that's when they run their little hitches. Let's go ahead and see. That may be something they need to work on.
Well, and that's one thing that you and I talked about earlier this week that I noticed on film, that they bring their safeties up and they play them almost in the box. And I thought maybe if the Bears could get Strasbaugh over the middle down deep, they did it once here tonight, and now they've gone to the sidelines, and that one with Spidell. They did it a couple of plays before that with Antoine Lewis, but Spidell, that outstanding catch, and it's 17-7 now as Wanzek will kick the football away. Back set to return is Gilsdorf right in the middle with a minute 40 to go before halftime, and they've got one timeout left. And Wanzek is going to kick it away, and it's going to be taken in by Rankin, but he let it go out of bounds, and that'll be a penalty against Wayndale. So Swanton will take it over at their 35-yard line unless Mike Vickers decides he wants them to go ahead and kick it again. And let's see what he decides to do. It looks like he's going to make the Bears kick it again. And that's what he is going to do. So the Bears will kick it over again. The 5-yard penalty will knock them back instead of kicking it from the 40, they'll kick it away from the 35. That's the first penalty of the game against Wayndale.
And he knows he's got a playmaker back there. He wants to give him a chance. Coach Vickers does in Gilsdorf. He wants to give him a chance to return it. He says either keep it in bounds or you guys can keep marching back 5 yards and keep kicking it.
So Wanzek will come in now and kick the football away. The last couple of weeks, Jarrett's been kicking the ball deep. But in that one, he tried to kick it up the right-hand side, and it ended up going out of bounds. So the Bears now will kick it away from their own 35-yard line instead of the 40 after the 5-yard penalty, and Gilsdorf will drop back to about his own 20 to collect this one in.
And it looks like the way he's lined up may do it again.
So Wanzek runs forward and kicks it off. He's going to squib it up the left-hand side. It's knocked away. Swanton dropped the football. The Bears are hopping on top of it, but Swanton got back on it at about their own 49-yard line. And Swanton is going to have good field position with 1:39 left to go in this first half of play.
First and 10, Bulldogs at their own 49-yard line.
So Swanton will take it over at their own 49. They've got 51 yards to go before pay dirt. 1:39 left to do it, and one timeout.
And it's, again, a team that's mostly built on the run, so we'll see if Coach Vickers, he just wants to try to get it down to maybe about the 20. I would guess that's probably within his field goal kicker's range, or if he tries to let McComb go out there and throw something. But initial first play, you got to be wary of something deep.
Wait formation out wide left is Gilsdorf. Moving in motion is Rankin. Inside handoff going to Oaks. And Oaks is going to take it down inside the 40, the 50, down to the 46-yard line for a gain of 5 on the play. And check that. That was Timpey. Timpey with the carry. His first carry of the night. And he picks up 5, and it's second down, 5 yards to go, and the clock continues to run on that inside handoff, a minute 15 to go before halftime. The Bears need to make the clock their friend right now. Second down, 5. McComb under center, drops straight back, looks over the left-hand side. He has got Oaks, and it is going to be complete. He beats Spidell and takes it down inside the 5 to the 3. 43-yard reception on the play to Oaks. And right away, Swanton is back at the goal line. First and 10, and Swanton will use a timeout. Their last with 1 minute exactly left to go, and they've got it first and 10 at the Wayndale 3 yard line. Boy, he lays that ball right up there to Oaks where nobody else can get it but him.
Yeah, he throws a pretty good ball, and I just don't understand how you get beat deep. They got 50 yards to go, and don't give up a big play. They have one timeout. It's primarily a run team. Don't give up a big play. If you got to play 10 yards off of him and let him catch something short, then do that. But don't let somebody get behind you and give up a big play, and now they're on the 3, ready to punch it in.
That's their last timeout, so there's still a lot of time on the clock. 1 minute exactly left to go before halftime, and Swanton has pretty much been able to do anything they want to tonight offensively. And they come out, and they're going to run that full house backfield with two tight ends set. First and goal from the Wayndale 3 yard line. And if the Bears ever needed a turnover, now is it. Cervantes in the backfield along with Timpey and Lonzak. Lonzak gets the handoff off the left side. He's going to struggle forward. He's near the end zone, but he's going to be down just shy of the end zone. Tackle made by Nick Strasbaugh. Gain of 2 to Lonzak. That's his 17th carry. He has really been the workhorse here tonight.
And they're just...
ball just shy of the goal line.
They're just going to take off as much time as possible.
McComb under center. T formation. McComb keeps it himself. Dives forward on the quarterback keeper. And he is in for the touchdown. So McComb takes it in for the score. And it is now Swanton back out in front of it. 23-7.
And that one hurts, obviously. Again, not converting third down plays, turning the ball over, giving up big plays on defense. Those are the things that come back to kill you, especially against the good teams.
So Kobach will come in to attempt the extra point. And the snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. Now it's 24-7. Swanton with 26 seconds left to go in this first half of play. At halftime, we're going to talk Ohio State, Minnesota. We'll hear some clips from Urban Meyer and talk about that game. But the Bears right now, Pat, they've got to get themselves together. And they're going to have a big second half to get back into this one. The advantage to it, though, is that they do have a big strike offense.
That they do, definitely. But, against a team that runs the ball so well, you obviously don't want to get down big against them, and that's what they've done. So they got a lot of work to do and a lot of adjustments to make here at halftime. But stranger things have happened. They can definitely do it. They're going to have to come out strong because Swanton does get the ball to start the second half.
Well, I would be surprised if I see Kobach kick this football away to either Antoine Lewis or especially Nick Strasbaugh in this kickoff. 21-14, Edison leads Gallion at halftime. And we are 26 seconds away from halftime in this one, and it is 24-7, Swanton. And Kobach is just going to kick it up the field on the ground. It's picking up by Logan Stanley. Stanley at the 30-yard line, out to the 35. And he's going to be down at the 36-yard line. So that's where the Bears will start first and 10 from their own 36-yard line.
And I would imagine that they're probably just going to take some knees here.
They've got 2 timeouts left. And Swanton will get the ball to open the second half.
Looks like they're going to come out and try to get something.
Reby, empty backfield. Trips out to the left-hand side. 22 seconds to go, and now Swanton's going to take a timeout. Was it Wayndale that took the timeout there at the goal line?
I guess so.
Well, I thought Swanton took the timeout, but nonetheless, that means that Wayndale has only got 1 left, and that's what the scoreboard says. So we're sorry. I thought Swanton took that timeout, but that leaves the Bears with just 1 left. And Mike Vickers wants to make sure that his defense, I think he wanted to see if the Bears were just going to kneel down on it or if they were going to go for something.
So obviously you don't want to do as the Bears did last possession and give up something behind you. So I would imagine we'll probably see some deep safeties here for Swanton. Maybe get a little blitz on the quarterback just to try to surprise him. I wouldn't imagine he'd gamble too much with the big lead here.
Trips out to the left-hand side. Same formation for the Bears. Out wide right is Aaron Spidell. Ball on the far hash mark. Reby with an empty backfield, 22 seconds to go in the half. Reby throws it into the flat, complete to Colton Purdy at the 40, to the 45, to the 50, cuts to the far side. He's going to be dropped down inside Swanton territory at the 42-yard line. So a nice reception to Colton Purdy of 22 yards on the reception. And the Bears have a first down. And now the official waiting for the sticks to get in, and Brevin Reby is just going to clock it. So he downs it, and after the first clock, it'll be second down and 10 from the Swanton 43-yard line. 11 seconds left to go in the half.
So you got time here for a 5 or 10-yard out here and try to get out of bounds, or you can use your one remaining timeout and then throw something to the end zone.
Reby with an empty backfield, same formation. Purdy out wide left. Lewis slot left. Wing left is Strasbaugh. Reby gets the snap, looks out to the left-hand side, complete to Purdy, and then he dropped the football. Had it right in his hands and let it slip right through, incomplete.
And just the same play there. They were going to let Colton run up the middle again and try to get more yardage, and he definitely had some green there to get up, but as you said, the ball just slipped through his hands.
8 seconds to go. Ball at the 42-yard line of Swanton. And again, same formation. Now they move Reed Stanley out to the slot right. Empty backfield. Reby drops back. He's going to throw it out to the right side. Complete to Aaron Spidell, and he steps out of bounds inside the 35 and out of bounds. They'll mark him right at the 35-yard line. So a gain of 7 yards on that. Fourth down, but that doesn't matter because this will be the last play of the first half unless there's a penalty. 3 seconds to go. And it's fourth down, 3, ball at the Swanton 35-yard line.
And again, obviously, we're probably going to see something to the end zone here. And, you really want to get Strasbaugh and Spidell on the same side there if you're going to be throwing up a jump ball to have them, one of them go up and catch it. And if you're the line, you got to make sure you give time here. You got to watch a blitz and got to give Brevin time and your receivers time to get down the field and into the end zone.
Ball at the Swanton 35-yard line. Again at Edison, it is 21-14. Edison on top of Galleon in that quarterfinal game. The winner of this one plays the winner of that one. Fourth down, 3. Spidell wide left. Purdy slot left. Reed Stanley is wing left, and Nick Strasbaugh in the backfield. Fake handoff. Reby's going to throw it into the end zone. It is intercepted again as he threw it up to Nick Strasbaugh, and it'll be taken in by Gilsdorf at the 3-yard line, but it doesn't matter. We are at halftime. And your score at halftime in this quarterfinal game, it is Swanton 24 and the Wayndale Golden Bears 7.
Tonight's Wayndale Golden Bears football broadcast is made possible by Yoder Builders in Orrville, 684-1050. The Apple Creek Drive-Thru on Main Street in Apple Creek. Dutch Quality Stone in Mount Eaton. The Fire and Ice Pub, just west of Fredericksburg on County Road 192. The Spidell Funeral Home, with 2 locations in Mount Eaton and in Brewster. And the Apple Creek Bank. Please let these sponsors know you heard their name on Wayndale High School broadcasts on UltimateSportsTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Clark Kellogg. Have you ever thought about what makes high school sports so great? High school sports are great because of our coaches, who not only teach the game, but also teach lifelong skills like hard work, teamwork, sportsmanship, and citizenship. High school sports are great because they keep things in the proper perspective. It's great to strive to be the best and to try to win, but high school sports also strive to develop the best students, the best teammates, and the best leaders of tomorrow. High school sports are great because they are truly about community, bringing students, parents, and alumni together the way only a sporting event can. The privilege of participating in high school sports is one of the most exciting experiences of a young person's life. So please show your support because high school sports are great.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
You're listening to an Ultimate Sports Talk presentation of Wayndale Golden Bears football. It's time for the Apple Creek Bank Halftime Show. The Apple Creek Bank. Visit applecreekbank.com or stop by one of our 6 convenient locations. Now back to the field for the Apple Creek Bank Halftime Show. We're back at Swanton, Ohio for tonight's Apple Creek Bank Halftime Report. I'm Dave Mitchell. We're at halftime of tonight's Wayndale and Swanton quarterfinal Division 5 Region 16 playoff game. But let's turn our attentions to the Horseshoe down in Columbus for tomorrow night's matchup, where junior Cardell Jones is back at quarterback for the top-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes when they aim for their 22nd consecutive victory hosting Minnesota in the Big Ten contest. Sophomore JT Barrett had taken over as starter, but as you know, he's been suspended for this contest after being arrested for operating under the influence. Ohio State is 10-0 with Jones as the starter, though, and they're seeking their 29th consecutive Big Ten victory, which would tie the record set by Florida State from 1992 through 1995 for the most consecutive conference victories. Since being inserted in the third quarter of the Buckeyes' game plan against Penn State 3 weeks ago, Barrett was 18 for 22 passing with 253 yards and 5 touchdowns, and 24 carries for 203 rushing yards and 4 touchdowns on top of that. This is the second chance, though, for Jones to reclaim the starting quarterback spot after being relegated to second string prior to the Rutgers game. So the Gophers are going to be contending with a very motivated quarterback on Saturday. Buckeye coach Urban Meyer was asked about Jones' unusual opportunity to return as the starter.
I would imagine, I have not talked to him about this, I would imagine as a competitor and a guy that wants to play, as this is a shot to be the starting quarterback as you are at Ohio State, and we'll worry about next week. But he's human and he's a competitor, so I would imagine that's what he's doing. But we all know there's one way to do that, play well, win the game.
With Barrett suspended for this week and Jones the starting QB, Braxton Miller is returning to the quarterback slot on the two-deep chart as the backup to Jones. Meyer isn't worried about Miller being the backup.
I just think he's become a very functional. He can play 40 plays now, and I'm not worried about him. First four games, was he lining up wrong? Does he understand how to block? Does he understand to do the things a receiver in this offense has to do? But, not very comfortable. I just hate to think someday I'm not going to get to coach him. We've had four great years together. And he's had an incredible week of practice. Just shows up and goes about his business.
With Jones at quarterback, the Buckeye problems have been turnovers, but Barrett seemed to calm that down. Meyer is glad the team has reduced their turnover problems.
I think the last couple games we've done better. Obviously, we started the season bad and actually finished the season a couple times. I think we had 4 in the last game. So, that is something, people ask about penalties. And as much as we'd like to be no penalties, one game we had 0 penalties. And you'd like to be no penalties, no turnovers. But I more worry about turnovers do happen. You'd rather them not happen. And what I try to do, and I really drill our staff about, how are the fundamentals? Jalen had a problem. He's holding the ball low. I think you got to continue to work on that. He's holding. The guys are fundamentally much better with the ball now.
Minnesota is attempting to rebound from that devastating 29-26 loss to Michigan in its first game under Tracy Clays after the health-related retirement of Jerry Kill. The Golden Gophers had a first and goal from inside the one-yard line in the final half minute and allowed about 12 seconds of time to run off the clock before failing to get into the end zone on 2 attempts. The Gophers' defense has been adept at limiting long plays downfield, even with the secondary that has been without the services of safety Demarius Travis and Ace Rogers, along with cornerback Craig James. Even with those out, Meyer is wary of the Golden Gopher defense.
Very good defense. Obviously, they played very passionately last week and did very well. 2 NFL corners, that's what I see. And I got my pro personnel scout, John Cooper, gave me the listings, and they're 2 NFL guys, very good players.
Meyer also goes into detail on how those corners will affect the Buckeye game plan on Saturday night.
I think, and they have a tendency, that last week against our rivals, they played almost all 0 hole, which means they're daring you to take the shots, and we're going to stop the run at all cost. And they put those guys out there in islands, and they're very good players. So I would anticipate with Zeke that we would see some of that, and it depends if we hurt them, if they'll stand it or not. But I think that's going to come down. That's going to be a big part of this game. Matter of fact, I know it is.
For much of the game last Saturday, the Gophers' offense outplayed one of the nation's best defenses, outgaining Michigan in total yards and also outscoring all but one of the Wolverines' previous opponents. Not bad for a unit tabbed as one of the worst in the Big Ten. But can Minnesota avoid a letdown after the heartbreak of last week and sustain that success on the road against the top-ranked Buckeyes? Probably not, but Meyer, on the other hand, doesn't expect a letdown anyway. He expects the Gophers' top game coming in.
I think we have a tendency to get everyone's best swing, you know, in our stadium and nighttime at in the shoe and prime time and all that. So you could see a little, I mean, there is some swinging of last week, and you'll get it again. And our kids know that. I mean, everybody we face, it's, you know, here it's the biggest game, and our guys are prepared for that.
Away from the field, the Buckeyes are ranked third this week in the initial college football playoff rankings as they continue to be in a position to defend their national championship. Undefeated Clemson is number one. Then comes LSU at number two, and Alabama is number four atop the season's first rankings. And LSU and Alabama are playing this weekend. Last year, Meyer watched these polls with great anticipation. This year, it's a different story.
You know, I just think those people got a tough job. I know last year this time we're 16th, and I think everybody's kind of, you know, at least everybody in our profession is, let's keep going, man. There's a lot of football, and how the rankings come out, I don't know. We got to worry about today was third down in red zone and move forward. I didn't even address it with our team. You know, I thought I might, but we have too much to do.
It really doesn't matter where the Buckeyes end up, first or fourth, because last year they went into this, remember, in fourth place. They had to play number one Alabama. They beat them and then beat number two Oregon to win the national championship. Now, underneath Alabama at number four, the Tide leaped over unbeaten, such as Baylor, who won again last night, TCU and Michigan State in the first rankings. And like Alabama, Notre Dame is also 7-1, and they're at number five in the CFP. They were also seated ahead of Baylor at number six, Michigan State 7, and TCU number 8. The unveiling of the CFP rankings turned Saturday night's matchup between LSU and Alabama in Tuscaloosa into a potential playoff preview. So the Buckeyes will entertain the Minnesota Golden Gophers on Saturday night from the Horseshoe in Columbus. The game is going to be televised on ABC. They'll get on the air at 8 o'clock. Kickoff is slated to be right around 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. We are at halftime of tonight's game between the Swanton Bulldogs and the Wayndale Golden Bears in this regional quarterfinal matchup from Swanton. I'm Dave Mitchell. Pat and I will be back to take a look at the stat story of tonight's game and tell you what's happened in the first half. We'll do all that right after this timeout. The Apple Creek Banking Company is a full-service community bank offering checking and savings accounts, installment, mortgage, and commercial loans. While being able to offer all of the services of a large bank, the Apple Creek Banking Company has remained independent for over 110 years. As a true community bank, Apple Creek Bank is invested in the communities they serve and the people that make those communities great. The staff at the Apple Creek Banking Company truly cares about its customers and helps them choose the products that best meet their needs. Stop in one of their six locations and see what community banking is all about. The Apple Creek Banking Company, locally owned, community driven, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Back in Swanton at halftime, I'm Dave Mitchell with Patrick Mitchell, and your score at halftime is Swanton 27 and Wayndale 7, or 24, I should say, in Wayndale 7. Let's not make it any worse than what it already is. But let's talk a little bit about what's happened in this first half, Pat. There have been two things that I think stand out tremendously is the fact that the Bears, up until the last couple of drives, were unable to get anything offensively moving, and defensively they haven't been able to stop the running game of Swanton.
Yeah, just really a couple possessions that they started to stop the run a little bit, but, you know, they're just giving up good field position to Swanton, and you know, when they are stopping the run, they're able to be in a position where they are able to maybe run a fake punt. So not a half at all to be remembered if you're the Bears.
Well, no, and when the Bears have had problems offensively this year, it's because they have not been able to run the ball, and they have not been able to run the ball tonight.
You're exactly right. You know, going against the 5-2 defense, you know, it could be a killer to you or it could be great. Right now it's a killer because guys aren't sustaining their blocks, and, you know, basically three of the five guys are getting off their blocks for Swanton and tackling Reed Stanley in the backfield or, you know, 1 or 2, 3 yards down the field. But again, the Bears are built to be a 50-50 team with the run and the pass, and they're just not able to sustain or get anything going.
Well, what do you expect to see out of the Bears in this second half?
I would hope that they would come out with a little bit more fire, a little bit more intensity. We might see, again, some more deep passes by the Bears, and maybe some more option looks or try to get on the perimeter again.
Well, the daylight thing is, if you want to look through the tunnel and see some light on the other end of it and not think that it's an oncoming train, is that the Bears, as we said, have that quick strike offense. And if they can start putting together some defensive stops against this Bulldog squad, they might be able to get back into this thing.
Yeah, I mean, really, you look at it, if you come out, Swanton gets the ball to start the second half, you come out and you get a stop, you know, whether it's a three and out or you know, just limit the time that they have the ball to maybe 3 or 4 minutes, and then you get the ball back and you score in your first possession, you're probably looking at maybe 6 minutes left and you're down 10. So, you know, so you got 18 minutes left of football to play and you're only down 10. So it gives you opportunities to get a little bit more stops and get the ball back and score some more.
And maybe if the Bears can string together a couple of turnovers against the Bulldogs, they can get back into it. We saw them put 28 points together in that first quarter last week against Smithville.
Yeah, exactly. That would definitely be nice. So, you know, we're going to have to see some guys maybe stripping at the ball on the freshman, Lamonzak, and we'll see what happens. But, again, you know, turnovers and, you know, maybe one of those times that McComb puts the ball up, somebody's got to go make a play other than Oaks for Swan. It's got to be one of our defensive backs that goes up and makes a play and picks the ball off.
What are you seeing that Swanton is doing defensively against Nick Strasbaugh? He's only got three carries tonight and one catch.
Well, they got his counterpart in Gilsdorf on him wherever he goes. You know, we saw the interception that he had. He followed Nick out of the backfield and jumped the route in the flats. And, you know, he's just another kid that's a good athlete and a great football player, and he's able to read what Nick's doing. And, you know, so maybe one of the things the Bears might keep in their back pocket or start the second half is maybe a little out and up with Nick, you know, in the slot or out of the backfield, just fake it to him in the flat and let him go up and try to get open.
Well, right now your score at halftime, it is Swanton 24 and Wayndale 7. We'll be back to take a look at the stats for the first half. We'll do that right after this timeout. The Apple Creek Banking Company is a full-service community bank offering checking and savings accounts, installment, mortgage, and commercial loans. While being able to offer all of the services of a large bank, the Apple Creek Banking Company has remained independent for over 110 years. As a true community bank, Apple Creek Bank is invested in the communities they serve and the people that make those communities great. The staff at the Apple Creek Banking Company truly cares about its customers and helps them choose the products that best meet their needs. Stop in one of their 6 locations and see what community banking is all about. The Apple Creek Banking Company, locally owned, community driven, member FDIC, equal housing lender. ...24-7 Swanton on top of this one, and here with the stat story of the first half, here's Patrick.
We'll start with the home team, Swanton. 204 yards of total offense, 118 yards through the air, 86 yards on the ground, one penalty for 5 yards, 8 first downs for Swanton, 4 on the ground, 4 through the air. Bryce McComb passing, he's 5-for-7 for 118 yards and 1 touchdown. Michael Lonziak, he has 16 carries for 44 yards and a touchdown. Tim Rankin has 6 carries for 23 yards. Bryce McComb has 4 carries for 11 yards. Gunnar Oaks leading the way receiving. He has 2 catches for 83 yards. And Robbie Gilsdorf also has 2 catches for 19 yards and a touchdown. Switching over to the Bears. The Bears have 134 yards of total offense. 111 of that is through the air. 23 yards on the ground. 1 penalty for 5 yards. 3 turnovers by the Bears, 5 first downs, two on the ground, five through the air. Brevin Reeby, 9 for 19 for 111 yards, one touchdown, and three interceptions passing. Nick Strasbaugh leads the way on the ground, three carries for 9 yards. Reed Stanley right behind him, five carries for 6 yards. Receiving for the Bears, Aaron Spidell leading the way, four catches for 72 yards and a touchdown. Colton Purdy has one catch for 21 yards. Nick Strasbaugh just the one catch for 8 yards. Titus Bixler, one catch for 6 yards. Reed Stanley, one catch for 3 yards. And Antoine Lewis, one catch for 1 yard.
So your score here at halftime, 24-7. The Swanton Bulldogs on top of the Wayndale Golden Bears in this quarterfinal ball game. And let's take a look at some scores before we go to our final break here this evening. Right now going on in Edison, courtesy of Dale Lemon at Edison, who is playing the Galleon Tigers in that one. Right now it is 21-14 Edison at halftime, and we've got Norwayne and Chippewa up in those games.
Last we knew, Norwayne is down to Rossford 14-13, and halftime Chippewa was up 21-14 on Lake.
And, of course, Smithville is going to play tomorrow night. We'll be back with more of our halftime report right after this.
The Apple Creek Banking Company has remained independent for over 110 years. As a true community bank, Apple Creek Bank is invested in their customers' lives and help customers choose the products that best meet their needs. Stop in one of their 6 locations and see what community banking is all about. The Apple Creek Banking Company, locally owned, community driven. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pat, this season we have seen Wayndale in one game come out and play a great first half and a terrible second half. We have never seen this Wayndale team this year play a bad first half and a good second half.
Yeah, not something we've seen, as you said, but something that we're definitely going to have to see today if these 17 seniors want to keep their playing careers going. You know, and this is just really, really odd to see from me with so many seniors. And again, we've seen the Bears come out flat and just not able to do some things. It's just very surprising.
Well, defensively, they've got to be able to find a way to stop this running attack for Swan.
Yeah, you know, whether it's I think honestly you just got to dig down deep. I'm sure the game plan is good, and you know, it seems like they're able to do it every now and again, but it all comes down to heart. It all comes down to getting off your block and wrapping up and making a tackle. And they've shown it a few times throughout the first half, you know, had the 2 possessions in a row where they were really able to stop Swanton. They just got to sustain it and bring it all the way into the second half.
Well, we'll see if the Bears can come back against this tough Bulldog squad. It is Swanton 24, Wayndale 7. We'll be back with the second half kickoff. Swanton will receive it. We'll do that after this timeout.
You've been listening to an Ultimate Sports Talk presentation of the Apple Creek Bank Halftime Show, brought to you by the Apple Creek Bank. Visit applecreekbank.com or stop by one of our 6 convenient locations. We'll go back to the field for the second half of this Wayndale Golden Bears football game after this on Ultimate Sports Talk.
Handoff goes to Stanley. Breaks it across the 35 to the 40 to the 45 to the 50 to midfield, and he is gone!
Tonight's Wayndale Golden Bears football broadcast is made possible by the Harvest Market in Apple Creek, Miller Custom Exteriors, call 695-4905. Shaw Brothers Farms, Murphy's Promotions, Debsden and Apple Creek, Casa de Sassi, and PNC Bank. Please let these sponsors know you heard their name on Wayndale High School broadcasts on UltimateSportsTalk.com.
24-7, Swanton on top of the Wayndale Golden Bears in this quarterfinal Division 5 Region 16 playoff contest. Swanton will be receiving the kickoff as we start the second half of play. And Pat, the Bears really need to stop Swanton on this initial possession and come down the field and get a score somehow, some way, no matter what, to get themselves back into this game.
Yeah, it's pretty much a must-do. You know, you talk about must-win games, that's a must-do is to stop them to start the second half. Because being down against a team, again, that runs the ball and likes to control the clock and being down that much, what would it be, 31-7? That's, you know, pretty much close to a game you can't come back from. But if they're able to get a stop, and again, as you said, go down and score, then, you know, you cut it down to 10. And once you cut it down to 10 and give yourself time to do some things and momentum starts to shift on your side, you know, who knows what could happen.
I think Matt Zerker's got to find a way to get Nick Strasbaugh open in the open field. You know, we saw in the first possession, Pat, he broke open down the middle. He was wide open, and Reby overthrew him by about 10 yards, but he was wide open. We haven't seen them go back to that again.
No, again, another play where they've been able to beat the Swanton defenders, but just not make the play. Either the pass is too long or the ball's been dropped. But, yeah, you know, really Nick just has four total touches tonight in the first half, and obviously that needs to go up. Antoine Lewis has two touches. Obviously that needs to go up. But it's hard to get other guys the ball when you're doing a lot of three and out possessions. So, again, they're going to have to find a way to sustain drives and be able to put the ball in the end zone.
Well, we'll see what kind of adjustments Matt Zerker and his coaching staff have made here at halftime. Of course, Mike Vickers, he's probably going to keep things status quo because everything has worked out well for them in the first half.
Yeah, created three turnovers and, again, scored 24 points in the first half, and just really doing whatever they want to do. I mean, kind of putting on a clinic against the Bears and showing them, you know, what football teams do in the playoffs, and hopefully the Bears learn their lesson and turn it on in the second half.
And lost in the disappointment, Pat, of the first half and the way the Bears played was that outstanding touchdown catch by Aaron Spidell.
Yeah, just as we said earlier, probably the best catch that we've seen all year by anybody, opposing team or Wayndale, but, you know, we thought that might be a big play that would catapult the Bears, and you turn right back around and you give up a big play, and Swanton's able to score. So if the Bears are able to score, they can't do that. They can't give up a big play and let Swanton score. They got to keep their foot on the pedal and be able to get stops and put something together.
Swanton is expecting an onside kick. They see the Bears in the huddle. They've obviously seen film of the Bears kicking that onside kick when they're still in the huddle, and now the Bears break the huddle. So does Swanton. And back set to return is McComb. Wanzik will kick it off. Bears going from left to right across your radio dial to start the second half of play. Swanton leads it 24-7. Wanzik is going to kick it deep. McComb is going to have to go back and field it at about a 10-yard line. Cuts it up the far side to the 15, to the 20, and he's just going to step out of bounds at the 20-yard line, and that is where Swanton will start it, first and 10. And believe it or not, that is their worst field position starting out in this ball game.
It's just you know, little things like that that don't really show up on the stat sheet. You know, it's field position, and just, you know, Swanton having great field position the whole game just allows them to, you know, they only have 8 first downs, but when they get first downs, a couple first downs, they're in scoring territory.
So it's first down 10 for the Bulldogs. They have it at their own 20-yard line. McComb is the quarterback. Single setback is Lonzak, and Lonzak is going to get the handoff right up the middle off right tackle. Oh, check out, it's Rankin. Rankin got it around the right end, and he takes it across the 25 out to the 27-yard line where he's knocked out of bounds by Nick Strasbaugh. Nice ball fake by McCombs, and fooled me. Rankin picked up 7 on the carry.
Yeah, that was a nice fake up the middle, and Rankin on the sweep there.
So it's second down, and call it a long 3 yards to go. Ball just shy of the 27-yard line. Swanton with the initial possession of this second half of play, and they lead it 24-7 over the Bears. Wing formation in tight. Lonzak, the single setback. Rankin in motion. Rankin gets it around the far side. Coming in is Logan Stanley, and taken down is Nick Strasbaugh as he grabbed Lonzak right at the 25-yard line, and there you saw something that the Bears were able to do on that play that they weren't able to do in the entire first half, and that is catch a runner for a loss of yardage.
And really a good job by Logan Stanley initially to get off his blockers and make Rankin change his field a little bit, but let Nick as well get off his block and be able to wrap him up and make the tackle. So now we got a third down and 5 here, and again, the Bears desperately need a stop.
Ball at the 25-yard line. McComb
in the shotgun with Lonzak right beside him. Racome's going to roll out to the right, looking upfield. He's going to throw the pass. It is complete, but it'll be shy of the first down. He made the pass complete, and it was picked up by Cervantes at the 29-yard line, so it'll be fourth down and a yard to go, and they're bringing in their tight end unit. Boy, this is daring by Mike Vickers if he actually does go for this.
Yeah, this is this would be huge if the Bears would be able to get the stop here. And, again, this is really where you got to dig down deep and get some penetration here.
It's fourth down and a yard to go. They need to get to the 30. Ball at the 29. Full house backfield. Macomb under center. He's going to take the snap. He takes the handoff, and he gives it off to Lonzak, and he breaks it across the 30 to the 33 for the first down on a gain of three.
Bixler.
Boy, right after that, Bixler with the tackle, but Swanton with their initial first down here in the second half, and they've got a first and 10 at their own 33-yard line.
And just, you know, not an absolute backbreaker there, but could have been a huge swing in the game there. But, again, the Bears are going to have to dig in here and get some more stops.
That was really a gutty call by Mike Vickers of Swanton. Receiver out wide to the right is Oaks. Dropping back is Macomb. Macomb is going to roll out to the right under a heavy rush. He's going to throw it out into the flat. Incomplete. Knocked away at the last second by Aaron Spidell. That is just the second incompletion that Macomb has thrown here tonight. 9:56 left to go in this third quarter. 24-7. Swanton on top of it. Second down and 10 from their own 33-yard line. Bears really need a stop here. Coming out wide to the left-hand side is Oaks. Timpey is out to the left-hand side. Hand off to Rankin. Rankin around the left-hand side, and he's going to be stacked up and run out of bounds right at the 35-yard line. Bixler made the tackle along with Reed Stanley and Logan Stanley. So call it a gain of about 2 yards on the play for Rankin. And it will be third down and 8 yards to go. And they bring in their receiving unit. Cervantes is back into the ballgame now with Lonzak as Macomb will go back out into the huddle. 9:50 remaining in this third quarter. Coming out wide to the left is Shanks. Slot left is Oaks. Out wide right is Gilsdorf. He's covered by Strasbaugh. Lonzak right beside McCombs in the pistol. Third and eight. Dropping back is McCombs. McCombs is going to throw it out to the right-hand side against Oaks.
Intercepted.
And it is intercepted. He threw it up to Gilsdorf, and Nick Strasbaugh intercepted the pass on a great defensive play, and the Bears will take it over in their own territory at the 37-yard line. So there's the turnover the Bears needed. So Wayndale has it first and 10 at their own 37-yard line.
And again, what can you do off of it? Now, we talked about getting the stop. Well, there's their stop to start the second half. Now they got to produce off of it.
In the third quarter with 6 minutes left to go at Edison. Edison is leading Galleon 28-21. Bears have it first and 10 at their own 37-yard line. Five wide receivers. Out wide right is Stanley. All the way to the sideline is Spidell. Handoff goes to Strasbaugh around the right end. He cuts inside. Around on block made by Spidell to the 45, to the 50, into Swanton territory. And he's run out of bounds at the 47-yard line. Nice play on the sweep of seven, call it 15 yards on the carry by Strasbaugh. He's been the one bright spot from the running back position tonight, Pat. And that's the Bears. Only their fourth first down of the ball game, first here in the second half, but they've got it inside Swanton territory at the 48. Empty backfield for Reby. Bears down 24-7. In motion is Reed Stanley. Fake handoff. Reby now rolls out to the right. He's going to be hit and dropped at the 41-yard line back at Swanton territory. First sack of the ball game. Tackle made by Zach Reby. Nowakowski. And Dean Sego. First sack of the ball game, and that takes Wayndale all the way back to the 42-yard line in their own territory, and it will be second down and 19 yards to go. Trips out to the far side. Reby with Stanley right behind him. Fake handoff. He rolls out to the left. Now he's looking upfield. He throws it out to the sideline over the head of Antoine Lewis and incomplete. Boy, just when you think the Bears have got something going, they get the Swanton gets the sack, and now they're back in control. And it will be third down and 19 yards to go for the Bears. They need to get all the way down to the 38-yard line of Swanton, and the ball sitting at the 42.
I think possibly if you get down to around, you know, midfield, maybe the 45-yard line of Swanton, this might be an area where Coach Zerker might call a fourth down play to go for it.
Dropping back, Reavy. Handoff right up the middle to Reed Stanley. Across the 50 to the 45. Cuts to the left down to the 44-yard line. So he got down. It'll be fourth down and call it about 6 yards to go on the play. 13-yard pickup for Reed Stanley. Easily his best run of the night. It's fourth down and 6, and the Bears will go for it. Here we go. Bears will go for it on fourth down and 6. Reavy out of the pistol with Reed Stanley right behind him. Trips out to the left-hand side. Dropping back, and it's going to be motion on the Bears. It looked like maybe Colton Purdy moved just a tad bit before the ball was snapped. So instead of fourth and 6, it will be fourth and 11.
We'll see. If I was Coach Zerker, I would still definitely go for this. It looks like he is.
Well, the Bears are 9 of 28 on the year for 32% in fourth down conversions. And in fourth down 11, they will go for it. Ball at their own at the Swanton 49-yard line. 8:20 to go in the third quarter. Big play here for the Bears. Reavy in the pistol with Reed Stanley right behind him. Fake handoff. Reavy rolls out to the left, and he's just going to throw it up, and it will go to Purdy. Complete! At the 35 to the 30, and he stepped out of bounds! And he stepped out of bounds after he got the first down at the 37-yard line. Reavy just looked like he might have been throwing it away, but Purdy went up and caught the ball, and the Bears have a first down at the Swanton 36.
Well, I mean, he saw the pressure coming, and again, a situation where there was pressure, but the blocks got picked up, but he just threw it up there for that 13-yard gain.
So the Bears get the first down there at the Swanton 36. Reavy drops back, rolls out to the right under heavy pressure. He's got a lot of green. He's looking upfield. He throws it, and it is low and to the outside of Nick Strassbaugh. Incomplete. Check out that was Reed Stanley incomplete.
Good idea there. Reed did come open a little bit, but just a tough throw to make. He was a little bit too far down the field to get it to him on the run. Probably would have been better if he would have just tucked it and ran. He might have been able to pick up a first down, definitely 5 or 6 yards.
Second and 10, 8:01 to go in the third quarter of play. Swanton on top of it, 24-7. Reavy with Reed Stanley to the right of him in the pistol. Ball on the far hash mark. Trips to the right for the Bears. Strassbaugh wide left. Fake handoff. Now it goes to Reed Stanley. Stanley breaks a tackle to the 25, to the 20-yard line, where he is brought down after a first down run of 16 yards on the play. So the draw paid off for the Bears. 38 yards rushing now for Reed Stanley. Another first down for Wayndale. First and 10 from the Swanton 20-yard line. Spidell comes out wide to the right. Ball on the far hash mark. Trips to the far side. Moving in motion is Lewis. Fake handoff. It goes up the middle now to Reed Stanley. Inside the 20 to the 16 after a 4-yard gain. Now the Bears seem to have found a soft spot inside the middle of that Swanton defensive line. It'll be second down and 7 yards to go. 7.5 minutes remaining in the third. Bears look over to the side for the play. Boy, a score is what Wayndale needs right here to get back into this thing. What a fourth down conversion to Colton Purdy.
Yeah, that play was obviously a huge play there.
Reed Stanley to the right of Brevin Reavy in the pistol. Receivers out wide on both sides. Moving in motion is Nick Strassbaugh. Dropping back is Reavy. He throws it into the end zone to Antoine Lewis, and it's over his head and incomplete. Shanks had good coverage on Lewis, and he just threw it a little too far.
Incomplete.
So it will bring up third down, and call it a long 6 yards to go for the Bears. Short 7. Ball at the 16.
A field goal doesn't hurt you here, but at this point, I'm not sure if they're in Wanzek's range. So, you know, obviously definitely four down territory because, again, they're probably not in 1-6 range, and at this point you probably want a touchdown more than a field goal.
Receivers out wide to the near side. Handoff goes to Reed Stanley off the left-hand side. He's going to take it down near the 10-yard line. They're going to spot him at the 11. He's near a first down, and it depends upon the mark. He's near a first down, but now the officials are going to look to the side. They're going to put him right at the 11-yard line, and it'll be fourth down and call it about a yard to go. And here we go, fourth down a yard. Handoff goes off inside to Reed Stanley again, and this time he's got the first down inside the 10. Down to the 8-yard line of Swanton. So back-to-back runs by Reed Stanley. Picked up three on that one, and the Bears have another first down. And it's first and goal from the Swanton 7-yard line. Reeby with Lewis in motion. Rolls out to the left. He's looking into the end zone. He throws the ball into the end zone and just threw it away. One of the firemen down there in the end zone caught that one. So the incompletion brings up second and goal. Probably a good play by Brevin just to get rid of that thing.
Yeah, that's just a one-man route on that side. I don't know if it was to go to that side to Colton Purdy, but that's where the rush came, and he had to flush out to his left and just throw it away.
Spidell wide left. Bears in a tight formation. Purdy with the diamond formation with Strasbaugh, Lewis, and Purdy on the right-hand side. Out of the pistol. Now moving in motion is Lewis behind Brevin Reeby on second and goal. Fake handoff. Reeby looks into the end zone. Goes to Reed Stanley into the end zone. Touchdown, Bears! 7-yard touchdown catch by Reed Stanley, his second of the night. And the Bears score here first in the second half, and they're down by 11, 24-13.
Again, just what we needed. We talked in at halftime. You want to get a stop, and then you want to get a score. And again, you're possibly down 10 or 11. With half the quarter left and then the whole fourth quarter left, and momentum starting to shift on your side.
So Wanzek will come in to attempt the extra point, and he puts it up, and it is through. There's an official timeout on the field. 6:13 to go in this third quarter, and your score, it's Swanton 24, Wayndale 14. Great food and a relaxing atmosphere. A good time had by all. That's at the Fire and Ice Pub, just west of Fredericksburg. Spend time with friends after the game. Enjoy the food where you can build your own burger, showing off your creativity. Or try the pulled pork or the brisket. And every Thursday night, the Fire and Ice Pub is the place to be for half-price wing night. Open Tuesday through Sunday at 11, closed on Mondays. The Fire and Ice Pub, just west of Fredericksburg on County Road 92. Need a satisfying snack on the go? In your car and don't want to stop long? For over 25 years, the Apple Creek Drive-Thru has been servicing the public and been a supporter of Wayndale Athletics. Like the Bears, the Apple Creek Drive-Thru has a history of tradition and hard work. Just stay in your vehicle and cruise in. At the Apple Creek Drive-Thru, every beverage and snack need is met with prompt, courteous service. Located at 23 Main Street in downtown Apple Creek, Art Weaver at the Apple Creek Drive-Thru wishes the Wayndale Golden Bears the best of luck. 63-yard touchdown drive. Big play, the fourth down conversion pass to Colton Purdy, and the Bears are down by 10, 24-17. And
oh, go get it!
And Wanzek, the ball is picked up! It's going to be picked up by Menuay! He's going to take it in for a score, but now they're going to say that they can't do it. It's a muff, and the Bears will have it, though, in Swanton territory at the 19. There's the turnover.
Such a... How, if they touched it, we should be able to score it.
I think they're calling it a muff. They're putting it right at the 20-yard line, and that's where the Bears will have it. Menuay picked it up. One of the upbacks for Swanton just bobbled the ball, and Menuay picked it up on the run and took it in. But I think they're going to call it a muff and put the ball at the 20-yard line, which is where Menuay, and the referee is going to go over and tell Matt Zerker just why they're calling it that. So the Bears will have it. First and 10 at the Swanton 20-yard line. Down by 10. And there is a lot of time left in this one. 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Reeby, empty backfield. Out of the shotgun. Trips to the right-hand side for the Bears in that diamond formation with Purdy, Lewis, and Strasbaugh. Now Lewis in motion. They're going to hand it off to him around the left-hand side inside the 20. Down to the 15 to the 14-yard line after a gain of 6 for Antoine Lewis. That's only his second carry of the night. Leahy with the tackle. Lewis with 10 yards rushing, 6 yards on the carry. It's second and 4 inside the 15 to the 14-yard line of Swanton. Bears down by 10, 24-14. Now momentum has switched to the Bears, and you can see them. They've got a little pep in their step now. Strasbaugh is going to run the Wildcat. He puts Reed Stanley in motion. Reed gets the handoff. No, fake handoff up the middle. Strasbaugh takes it down to the 5 to the 4. 10-yard pickup on the Wildcat by Strasbaugh right up the middle. And now the Bears have Swanton on their heels. It's first and goal inside the 4, and the Bears will go with the hurry-up. Wildcat formation. Strasbaugh again at the quarterback position. Adam Mullen, tight end left in for the first time today. Handoff. It goes to Reed Stanley around the left-hand side. He's going to take it inside the 5, down to the 2. Gain of 3 on the play for Reed Stanley, and the Bears are knocking at the door. With second down a goal, 5:10 to go in this third quarter. Ball just inside the 2-yard line.
And we got a Kyle Ice sighting in here.
Here comes the thumper. Ice. They're still going to go. He's going to line up right behind the right guard, Ben Farrar. Still out of the Wildcat. Strasbaugh. He's going to take it right up the middle behind Ice. Touchdown, Bears. And just like that, with 4:45 to go in this third quarter, the Bears have drawn to within 4 at 24-40.
And again, momentum has swung. And that, now the Bears are getting some huge plays. You know, giving up big plays and turning the ball over in the first half. Now momentum's starting to swing the Golden Bear way, and now it's a ball game again.
Wanzek in to attempt the extra point. 24 TDs on the air by Nick Strasbaugh. Good snap. Wanzek puts it up, and it is through. There's an official timeout in the field. 4:45 to go in this third quarter, and the Bears have come back. Your score, Swanton 24, Wayndale 21.
Yoder Builders in Orrville is your full-service construction firm, specializing in new residential construction, remodeling, finished basements, and masonry work. Looking for a new sunroom or deck? Yoder Builders in Orrville offers uncompromising customer satisfaction on every job, from the ground up to a new house and everything else. Yoder Builders in Orrville, a member of the HBA and proud supporter of Wayndale Athletics. Yoder Builders, 330-684-1050.
Two possessions by the Bears here in the second half, thanks to Isaiah Menue's fumble recovery on the squib kick, and the Bears now have drawn to within 3 at 24-21. And, Pat, they've got the momentum.
Yeah, exactly. The momentum, again, has shifted to the Golden Bears' side. Now, don't get too high. Don't do something that's going to give up a big play for Swanton and swing it back to their side. You got to come up and stay level and just make sure you get a good possession here defensively and try to get the ball back again.
Gilsdorf is back, set to return this one for the Swanton Bulldogs, backing around his own 15-yard line. Wanzek is going to kick it off with 4:45 left to go in the third, and he kicks it deep, and it goes to Gilsdorf over his head, hits it about the 10-yard line. He's going to bobble it out of bounds at the 8. He couldn't get it caught up to it, and he just ended up bobbling it and then kicking it up out of bounds at the 8-yard line, and Swanton is deep in their own territory, first and 10.
And that was a great kick by Wanzek. That's exactly where he was trying to put it the first time when he kicked it out of bounds. Directional kicks, keep it away from Gilsdorf to make him go over and catch it. Now field position is starting to shift. Now, again, the Bears have to do something here defensively to be able to get the ball back.
So the Bears now on defense. Swanton comes out with McCombs under center. T formation with Rankin and Lonzak. Moving in motion is Cervantes. Handoff goes to Lonzak. Lonzak's going to be strapped up and downed right at the 10-yard line. Austin Rogers in along with Titus Bixler. Ty Straits in on the tackle too. Gain of 2 yards on the carry for Lonzak. He's got 44 yards rushing tonight unofficially on 19 carries.
And again, no big plays here. You know, we saw in the first half the Bears were able to score, and then the next possession defensively gave up a big play. You don't want to do that again.
McCombs under center. Lonzak, the single setback. Wing formation out wide to the left is Oaks. McCombs is looking over at Mike Vickers trying to get the play. The clock is down to 10. Swanton has play clocks here. Cervantes around the right-hand side. He's going to get the pitch out on the right side. He's going to be stacked up right at the 10 and dropped. Boy, nice play by Antoine Lewis out on that left-hand side, and Adam Mullett with the tackle. No gain on the play, maybe a half yard loss, and it will be third down and 8 yards to go.
Obvious passing situation here, but you got to be careful with this field position for maybe a draw, especially from the quarterback.
They bring in Shanks along with Gilsdorf. Cervantes is out. Oaks comes out wide left. Spidell is matched up on him. Gilsdorf is slot left. Shanks is in the wing left. Dropping back McCombs out of the shotgun. He rolls out. He's in his own end zone. He looks upfield. He's going to be hit. He's going to get around a runner. He's going to throw out on the left-hand side, and it is almost intercepted by Nick Strasbaugh. And the Bears hold, and Swanton will be forced to punt. And now the Bears have somebody down. It looks like
It might be Kyle Ice.
And that would be that knee, and that's the knee, if that is Kyle, the way he's holding it, that's the knee that's been bothering him for weeks. And they're looking at that right knee. The incompletion by McCombs brings up fourth down and 8 yards to go at their own 10-yard line. And I don't think Mike Vickers is going to play, going to gamble here. The trainers are out taking a look at Kyle Ice. But, boy, you talk about a turnaround in this one in the first 8 minutes of this third quarter, Pat. And the Bears down at halftime, 24-7. Now are only down by three, and Kyle Ice gets up, and he's going to run off the field. That's good. That's good to see.
Yeah, that was again good to see. Kyle Ice is jogging off the field, but again, you know, field position is starting to shift, and you know, again, the Bears got another stop. We assume that Swanton's going to punt here, so hopefully they'll get the ball back and be able to put together a nice little drive again.
So McCombs is going to come out. He's going to punt this football away with 3:10 to go in this third quarter. Now Swanton's got to get somebody off the field as they had too many men on the field. Dropping back around his own 40-yard line, the Swanton 40-yard line, I should say, is Nick Strasbaugh. He's the single setback. Good snap. McCombs gets it. He's going to get a high end-over-end kick that Strasbaugh's going to take in at his 42. He dropped it and then pops right back on top of it. Boy, you could tell that he wanted to get something going on a run back, and he just took his eyes off the football at the very last minute, but then he popped right on the fumble.
That was one, obviously, if Swanton would have been able to get that, that could have, again, shifted the ball game.
So the Bears will take it over first and 10 at the Swanton 41-yard line. Second time in this third quarter they have taken possession of the football in Bulldog territory. 3:02 left to go in the third quarter. It's 24-21, Swanton by three. And it's Nick Strasbaugh at quarterback running the Wildcat. Lewis out wide right. Evidently, Matt Zerker sees something that he likes out of this formation. Reavy is out wide left. Moving in motion is Reed Stanley. He's getting it around the right-hand side. Cuts it to the sideline, to the 41, to the 35, to the 30. Cuts back inside the 25, and he's going to be down at the 22-yard line. 20-yard pickup by Reed Stanley on the sweep to the left-hand side. First and 10, Wayndale, and they'll stick with that shotgun, or that Wildcat. Reavy comes out wide to the right. Ball at the 24-yard line, of Swanton. Strasbaugh on the Wildcat. Wing formation. Kyle Ice is in at wing left. Now Adam Mullett lines up tight end left right in front of Kyle Ice. Moving in motion is Reed Stanley. And the handoff, no handoff, and Nick Strasbaugh just fell right down as soon as he tried to fake the handoff. And Nick is trying to say he wasn't down. He just put the football down. But they're going to spot him down at the 27-yard line, so a loss of 5 yards on that incident. Let's just call it an incident. I actually thought Nick was down. I thought his knee touched.
Well, I think what a lot of people are upset about is the referee was blowing the play dead, but the Swanton players kept going and threw Nick onto the ground.
So it's second down, 15, ball at the 27, 28-yard line. Now Brevin Reavy is back at quarterback. Trips out to the right-hand side in that diamond formation. And now the official comes in, and Swanton is going to use a timeout.
Timeout. Hold on.
We'll keep it right here. So Swanton uses their first timeout in the second half. And obviously Mike Vickers wants to get something across to his defense as they've been scurrying here in this third quarter. 2:26 left to go in it, and the Bears are down by three.
And that was a smart timeout by Vickers because out on the left-hand side, I'm not sure which receiver was out there, but he was covered, but Reed Stanley was in the slot, and nobody was on him at all. Wayndale fans were over there in the corner of the end zone that they're going into, pointing it out, jumping up and down, and I saw it, and obviously the coaches up top for Swanton and Coach Vickers saw it, so very smart and good timeout used there by Swanton.
So they'll have two remaining. We're in the third quarter, 2:26 remaining in it, and the Bears have cut the lead to three. Reby, empty backfield. Diamond formation to the right on the near side. Ball on the near hash mark. Spidell out wide left, moving in motion to Stanley. Stanley gets it on the jet around the left-hand side. Cuts it inside the 25, inside a block, and gets it down near the 21-yard line where he'll be stopped up and downed right there. Gain of 9 yards on the carry for Reed Stanley, and he's starting to run like the Reed Stanley we know of, Pat.
Yeah, they're able to get him out in the open field a little bit more now. With these jet sweeps, and he's able to use his speed, and the Bears are doing a great job so far in the second half with their perimeter blocking.
Third down and 7 yards to go for the Bears. Ball in the far hash mark, and now Brevin Reby wants to call a timeout and talk things over with Matt Zerker, and he will. This is too important a possession for both teams. Swanton does not want to give up the lead, and the Bears would like to get it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, obviously both coaches know, as you said, how important this is. So they don't mind using a timeout on this possession to make sure their teams know what they want to do exactly here. And again, another situation where, you know, obviously 3 points gets you a tie ball game, but I think we still might be out of Wanzek's range here. So if you pick up, 3 or 4 yards, I think Coach Zerker's Steph would definitely still go for it. This is definitely four down territory here.
Well, I know Matt has told me during the season that he feels comfortable with Wanzek anywhere around the 20. That's where he feels comfortable with him at. Well, right now the ball is at the 20.
I was going to say, ball at the 20 or spotted at the 20?
Well, he didn't clarify, and I didn't ask. That's a good question. Third down and 7 yards to go, ball resting right at the 20. Receivers out wide on both sides. That diamond formation to the left side now. Now moving out farther left is Colton Purdy. Empty backfield. Moving in motion to Stanley. Fake handoff. Reby rolls out to the right. He's going to throw the ball into the end zone into double coverage, but it's grabbed by Strasbaugh for the score! Strasbaugh went up into double coverage, and he outjumped everybody like we've seen him do on the basketball court, and he picked up the score, and the Bears have taken the lead 27-24.
Boy, how many times have we seen that? Just Reby getting pressured. He just throws it up to Strasbaugh, and Strasbaugh goes up and makes a play. Oh, my gosh. We've seen that so many times this year. And as you said, we see it all the time on the basketball floor. Nick Strasbaugh, he's always guarding a post player at 6 foot, 6'1", and he always finds a way to out-rebound him.
Snap is down. Wanzek with the extra point attempt, and he drilled it right through the uprights. And the Bears now have scored 3 touchdowns in this third quarter of play, and they lead it 28-24. They got a touchdown on a 63-yard drive to open up the second half on their first possession. They got the ball at the Swanton 20-yard line and scored a TD. They got the ball at the Swanton 41-yard line, and they've scored a TD, and they now lead it by four.
What a way to start this half. I think if you're Swanton, you have pretty much the perfect first half that you want, getting great field position, getting turnovers, marching down the field with good drives and putting it in the end zone. And on the flip side, if you're Wayndale, this is the perfect second half for them. You know, again, good field position, causing turnovers, getting Swanton to punt the ball away, and getting back to what you do with your quick strike offense and letting your playmakers make plays.
Gilsdorf back to return this kickoff from Jarrett Wanzek. The Bears, for the first time tonight, lead it by four, 28-24. Wanzek will kick the football away to Swanton, and he gets a high end-over-end kick near the left-hand side. It's taken in by Rankin. He fumbled the football, and the Bears have jumped on top of it. There's a scrum but the Bears are screaming that they've got it. The officials will come in. They'll try to unload the pile to see if he got it. Rankin coughed it up, and the Bears, nope, they're going to say that Rankin got it back. Swanton got back on top of it. Wow. Almost a deadly turnover for the Bulldogs, but they're going to take it over after the Rankin fumble, but they got the football back on a nice recovery by Owen Dodd, got that ball back. And they'll take it over first and 10 at their own 34.
Oh, man, that would have been huge. Needless to say, that would have been huge.
1:42 to go in the third quarter, and the Bears lead it by four. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. Oaks goes out wide right. Wing formation. Cervantes is on the left-hand side. Lonzak behind the quarterback. Handoff up the middle to Lonzak. Lonzak's going to be hit and drugged down by Kyle Ice. And I think he put the half Nelson on him and brought him down at the 36. So a gain of about 2 yards on the carry for Lonzak.
Well, definitely something that Kyle's used to doing.
So it's second down, call it 8 yards to go. Ball at the 36-yard line. We're under a minute 20 to go in this third quarter. Oaks out wide right. Again, the wing formation, Rankin on the right side, Cervantes on the left. Rankin moves in motion. He gets the handoff around the left-hand side. He's going to bring it up across the 40. Flag down on the play, and I think they're going to call a hold or a crackback block because Antoine Lewis came up right where that flag was, and he looks like he got hit in the knee or the ankle from the backside, and it'll be a hold against Swanton. So the penalty will knock the Bulldogs back, and instead of a nice run by Rankin, it will knock them back and bring up second and long.
Where'd they spot that at, the 36?
36, so that'll take them back to the 26-yard line with a minute four to go in this third quarter. So they'll mark it at the 26, and it will bring up second down and 18 yards to go. And McCombs, the Swanton fans don't like it, but something happened there with Antoine Lewis. It was either a crackback because he came up from underneath the pile. He was struggling on that ankle. Out wide right is Oaks. Cervantes out wing right. Now Rankin is wing left. Lonzak, now Rankin moves in motion. Handoff on the inside counter. It goes to Cervantes, and he tripped up and was knocked down at the 29-yard line by Kyle Ice again. Boy, Kyle has come in, and he is really putting his footprints in this game.
Yeah, well, that's what you really expect from him. That's what Coach Zerker has expected from him all this year, is for him to come in and be a big playmaker.
43 seconds now. Antoine Lewis comes back into the ball game. And it will be third down and 17 yards to go from the 29-yard line. Shotgun formation. Now call it the pistol with Lonzak lined up just to the right of McCombs. McCombs drops back, looks up front. Can't find anybody. He rolls out of the pocket. Gets away from the rush. He's going to throw it deep downfield, and it is going to be caught on a nice catch by Gilsdorf in Wayndale territory at the 40-yard line. Boy, he just got that ball over the outstretched arms of Nick Strasbaugh, and Gilsdorf came down with it.
Really, Mr. Johnny on the spot for Swanton there. I think the pass was going to Oaks. Oaks jumped, and it was over his arms, over Spidell's arms. And just went right into the arms of Gilsdorf. And again, he is Nick Strasbaugh's counterpart. If you throw the ball to him and he has a chance to catch it, he's going to catch it.
So a big turn of events. 7 seconds to go in the third quarter. I don't think Swanton's going to get the playoff. 3-2-1. They're not going to get it off. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Swanton will have the football first and 10 from the Wayndale 40 when we come back. And your score entering the final 12 minutes of play in this quarterfinal action. It is Wayndale 28 and Swanton 24. Harvest Market offers you everything you need from a community grocery store, providing fresh local meats, ready-to-go meals, and a full-service deli. Harvest Market is your one-stop butcher shop and can cut to order. The barbecue chicken is fresh off the grill and the smoked ribs are second to none. For your next get-together, leave the cooking to Harvest Market. Harvest Market's convenient hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., Sunday, 10 to 6. Harvest Market, located in the core of Apple Creek. Come taste the difference. Back here at Swanton High School, where your score is 28-24, Wayndale on top of this one. And we've got other scores. Edison on top of Galleon, 28-21 in that other quarterfinal game.
Norwayne is down to Rossford 21-19 starting the fourth quarter. And in the third quarter, Chippewa is up 42-35 on Lake.
So it's first down and 10 for the Bulldogs at the Wayndale 40-yard line. Swanton will be going from left to right across your computer screen. Dave Mitchell, Patrick Mitchell here on Ultimate Sports Talk. Nice to have you along tonight on this playoff game. Playoff Friday. McCombs underneath the center. Hand off to Rankin around the near side. He's going to creak it into the clear to the 25, to the 20. He's going to take it up the right side and into the end zone for the score. 40-yard scamper by Rankin, and Swanton has regained the lead. Nice blocking out front. But Rankin just turned on the speed and took it into the end zone for the score.
Oh, there's a flag on the play.
Well, let's see what they're going to call. What are they going to call? Looks like it, I don't know if it's against Swanton. Boy, the way they're looking, it looks like it's going to be personal foul against Wayndale. So the Bears hit with a personal foul. I'm not sure what happened out there. I didn't see anything that happened. Did you, Pat?
I did not. Couldn't have been, I don't know, I didn't see anything. I was watching Rankin run in, and this was probably 10 yards behind that, so I'm not sure exactly what happened.
So Swanton leads at 30-28. They regain the lead, and Kodak will come in to attempt the extra point. Kobek with McCombs holding. Good snap. Kick is up, and he is automatic. Puts it through. So it is 31-28. Swanton on top of it. 11:50 left to go in this one from Swanton High School. We'll be right back. Exceeding your expectations is what the Spidell Funeral Home strives for. Every day the Spidell Funeral Home proves what matters most. They've been family owned and operated for over 125 years, so they understand. When you come in, the Spidell Funeral Home will walk through the process with you. Entrust your family with their care. The Spidell Funeral Home. In two locations, on Main Street in Mount Eaton and on Chestnut Street in Brewster. The Spidell Funeral Home. Just like family, there when you need them.
Touchback.
11:50 to go in this ball game, and Swanton has regained the lead. It's 31-28. And again, we're still trying to figure out what that personal foul was against the Bears, but now they will mark off the 15-yard penalty, and Swanton will actually be kicking it off from the 45 of Wayndale. So we'll have to watch and see if they may go for an onside kick here, Pat, or just drill it through the end zone.
Well, that's what Coach Zerker's thinking. It looks like he's got his hands team out there. If it was me, I'd probably just drill it through the end zone and do a touchback and let the Bears get it on the 20 instead of possibly the Bears recovering and having it around the 35-30.
Well, definitely Kobek can put it through the end zone. The junior has got quite a leg. He was an All-Ohio kicker just a year ago. Lewis and Strasbaugh back set to return. Now check that. It's Menue back now for Wayndale, set to return as Strasbaugh is up in the front line expecting the onside kick. And Kobek is going to onside kick it, and it will be taken in by Aaron Spidell at the 31-yard line. So they did go for the onside kick, but the Bears will have it at their own 31. After the onside attempt. Well, the Bears scored three TDs to take the lead, and now Swanton came back on a nice touchdown run by Rankin of 40 yards, and they lead it 31-28. As we've just begun the fourth quarter of play, we've only played 11 seconds.
Again, a nice play there by Swanton, but really set up by the big third down conversion from McComb to Gilsdorf.
Ball on the far hash mark, empty backfield. Again, that diamond formation on the near side. Dropping back, Reby throws it out in the flat. Complete to Reed Stanley. Gets a block across the 35, brought down at the 36. Gain of 5 on that reception to Reed Stanley. And again, that was the same thing that you said earlier, Pat. He was wide open, then nobody covered him.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody was covering him. Somebody was coming over to get him, and Oaks recognized it and came up and made him switch position. But
pistol formation, handoff to Reed Stanley off the left guard. He takes it across the 40, out to the 42-yard line. He's going to struggle forward. They're going to mark him right at about the 43-yard line. So a gain of 8 yards on that carry, and he's making 5 yards on that carry, and he's got a first down for the Bears. Reed's getting close to the 100-yard mark. I've got him for 86 yards total in this one. Reed to the right of Reby. Ball at the 43-yard line. First and 10 for the Bears in their own territory. Reby out of the pistol. Fake handoff, and it looked like one of the offensive linemen for Wayndale moved.
Dead ball, false start.
And it will be a false start against the Bears. That's their fourth penalty of the game.
It looks like whoever it was just got spooked. Swanton was bringing a blitz right up the middle, and looks like he got spooked by the blitz.
So that takes it back to the 38-yard line. And it's first down and 15. Colton Purdy out wide right. Lewis and Strasbaugh out on the right-hand side. Spidell down here on the near side to the far left. Reed Stanley lined up out of the pistol to the right of Brevin Reeby. Fake handoff to Reed. Reeby drops back, looks off, rolls to his left, and he's just going to throw it away. And they're going to look for an intentional grounding on that. Aaron Spidell was in the area, but actually he was about 10 yards away from it. And the official's going to come in, and they will say, yes, Spidell was in the vicinity, and they're not going to call intentional grounding. So the incompletion brings up second down at 15 for the Bears at their own 38-yard line, 10:49 to go in this ballgame. Trips out wide right. Spidell, single receiver out to the left-hand side. Dropping back is Reeby. Reeby under a heavy rush. They're trying to set up the screen, and it's overthrown over the head of Reed Stanley. They tried to set up that screen, but Brevin just threw it a little bit too hard. And it's third down and 15 yards to go.
It looked like it was a pretty well-designed play. Had some blockers out there. I think Reed probably would have had to make one guy miss, but a better pass and just give him a chance.
31-28, Swanton on top of it. Trips out to the right-hand side. Strasbaugh in the slot right. Reed Stanley to the right-hand side of Reeby out of the pistol. Out wide left is Spidell. Tight end right is Adam Mullen. Reeby, fake handoff. Drops back. Heavy rush. Gets away from Rankin. Rolls out to his right. Throws it out to Purdy, and it's past him and incomplete. Just lack of blocking, and Swanton just sold out and went on the blitz, and Brevin just had no time to throw the football.
Well, they basically those last three plays they brought seven guys, so obviously there's more guys coming than you have to block. So the odds aren't very good to pick anybody up and give them time to throw the ball.
So the Bears on 4th and 15 will punt the football away. Colton Purdy comes in to punt it away with 10:37 to go in the ball game. Purdy will punt it away from about his own 30-yard line. Protector is Brevin Reeby. On 4th and 15, I don't think the Bears will do anything special here. It's a bad snap, but Purdy gets it. He's going to punt the football away. A low-line drive kick that will hit about the 30, get a Wayndale bounce inside the 25, and it will roll out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Nice punt by Colden Purdy of 42 yards, and it puts Swanton back at their own 20-yard line. Boy, just when the Bears needed a big play, they got it. And that was by Colton Purdy on that punt, Pat.
Yeah, a good special teams play there to put the ball really where he wanted it and get a good bounce there and pin Swanton back a little bit.
So
now,
Swanton,
again, with the lead, they're a team that likes to control the clock and control the ball, so you got to be ready to tackle.
10:26 left to go. They're going to go with that tight wing formation. Two running backs in Rankin and Lonzak. Under center is McCombs. Hand off to Rankin around the right-hand side. He's going to take it off right tackle. He's going to be stacked up right at the 21. Boy, they gave him out to the 22. He didn't come anywhere near the 22.
And that was the same exact play that they just scored that touchdown on. Tried to get a little magic out of it again.
They're going to give him, about a yard and a half is what they're going to give Rankin. So it'll bring up second down and call it a long eight. Ball at the 21-and-a-half yard line. 9:55 and running left to go in this game. Out wide left is Gilsdorf. Wide right is Oaks. T formation for the Bulldogs. Well, you don't hear that very often, a T formation. Dropping back, McCombs looking downfield. He's looking for Oaks. He throws it over the middle. And it's incomplete. Bixler was right there. He overthrew his intended receiver, Oaks. But Bixler was right there and just could not bring it in. So the incompletion brings up third down.
Oh, man, they don't come too much easier than that. I know he had to turn his body a little bit, but it was right in his hands. And a good route there by Oaks. He had a Spidell beat, but just an overthrow by McComb and right into Bixler's hands.
9:36 remaining in the game. Clock stopped on the incompletion. 31-28 Swanton, third and eight. from their own 21. Wing formation. Gilsdorf out to the left-hand side. Single setback is Rankin. Now with Lonzak right behind McCombs. Handoff goes to Rankin. Inside handoff to Gilsdorf. Gilsdorf breaks the tackle, but he spun down and brought down on a nice play by Logan Stanley. He stopped him at the 25-yard line, a gain of three, and it's fourth down for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, as you said, a nice job by Logan Stanley to stay home and smell out that reverse and get minimal yardage gain for Swanton there.
So now Swanton's going to punt the football away on fourth down and five. McCombs will punt it away from about his own 15. Nick Strasbaugh back near midfield, set to return this one. Clock running at 8:59, left to go in the game. Bears down by three, 31-28. Good snap. McCombs is going to punt the ball away, and Nick's going to let it just go over the top of his head. It'll hit in Wayndale territory at the 40, bounce inside the 40, and it'll be downed at the 36-yard line, and that is where the Bears will start. At their own 36-yard line, down by 3 points in this one, 31-28, 8:41 remaining.
That's a pretty smart play there by Nick. He was sneaking up trying to help against a possible fake, and you know you're going to get the ball back if they punt it. McComb doesn't have a huge leg, so might as well just let him punt it. Make sure you get the ball back and let your offense go to work.
So the Bears have it first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. And they're going to go back to the Wildcat. Nick Strasbaugh goes to the quarterback position out of the Wildcat. Wing formation. Reed Stanley lines up on the left-hand side. Antoine Lewis right-hand side. Reby is out wide left. Moving in motion is Stanley. Fake handoff. Strasbaugh keeps it right up the middle across the 35 out to the 37-yard line. Call it a gain of two on the play for Nick Strasbaugh. And it's second down and eight. Ball at the 37-yard line. 8:23 and running left to go. Bears had some success in the third quarter out of the Wildcat, and they're going to stay with it. Kyle Ice is into the ballgame, wing right. Strasbaugh still at the Wildcat. Reed Stanley out on the left-hand side. Moves in motion to the far side. Fake handoff. Strasbaugh keeps it right up the middle to the 45, to the 50, into Swanton territory. Needs a block. Gets it down to the 45, to the 30, inside the 30, and run out of bounds at the 25-yard line. They'll spot him out in Swanton territory at the 25-yard line. 48-yard run by Nick Strasbaugh. Wow.
And he's just, you know, as you said earlier, the Golden Bear coaching staff has seen something with this with the Wildcat offense that's enabling them to utilize Reed Stanley and Nick Strasbaugh the way they want to.
Reby out wide to the right-hand side. They're going to stick with the Wildcat. Adam Mullett is in tight end left now. Kyle Ice will line up right behind him on this near side. Out wide left is Bixler. Moving in motion is Antoine Lewis. Lewis is going to take it on the jet around the left-hand side to the 25. He's going to be hit and dropped at the 23-yard line after a gain of two. Bears looking to get the lead back. 12 yards on the night for Antoine Lewis after that 3-yard pickup. 7:35 and running. Left to go in the game. Boy, this one may end up being the one that has the ball last.
Yeah, exactly. That could be the case there. And I think Antoine's still feeling a little bit of the effects from that holding call, which he came up limp on his ankle earlier in the ball game.
Each team has two timeouts left. Second down, 8 yards to go from the Bears from the Swanton 23-yard line. Still the Wildcat. Strasbaugh at the quarterback position, and remember, he can throw the ball. Reed Stanley in motion. Fake handoff. Strasbaugh breaks a tackle. He's going to run it out around the right-hand side. Trying to get away from a tackler. Can't find anybody. And there's going to be a flag called. Strasbaugh is going to run it in for the score. They're going to say Spidell, I think, held, but I'm not sure Spidell even hit anybody.
They're going to call a block in the back. He did come back and he pushed the defender in the back.
So that'll be a clip against the Bears, block in the back. Spidell's like, I didn't touch anybody, so it'll be a block in the back. It'll negate the touchdown run by Strasbaugh. I saw the flag come in, and that's, I knew immediately what they were going to call. And that happened right at the 23-yard line, so that'll knock the Bears back. And it'll be still be second down. So the 10-yard penalty will take it back to the 33-yard line. make it the 34-yard line. So it'll be second down and 19 yards to go. Menue is into the ballgame. He's going to go slot left. Reby is back in a quarterback as they disdain the Wildcat on this second down and 18. Reby drops back, throws out into the flat. The ball is knocked down at the line of scrimmage and popped in the air, and it was almost intercepted by McCombs. And it's third down for Wayndale and 19. And I would think you're in two-down territory here with 6:48 to go in the ballgame.
I would definitely agree with you there.
Menue stays in the ballgame. Purdy's in the ballgame. And now Matt Zerker, I think, wants to call a timeout. Let's see what he's doing. The Bears seemed a little disorganized. The play clock down to 18, so they've got a lot of time left. They've got play clocks here at Swan. Purdy comes out wide left. Strasbaugh slot left. Reed Stanley lines up on the left side of Brevin Reby out of the pistol. He drops back. Fake handoff. Play action. He's going to throw the ball into the end zone to Aaron Spidell. Spidell goes up, and it's knocked away on a nice play by McCombs. Well, I thought if that was about one step further, Aaron had it.
I would agree with you. He definitely had a step on McComb there. And, again, one or two more yards further to let Aaron reach out and get it, and that's definitely a touchdown.
So it's fourth down 19 from the Swanton 34-yard line, and the Bears will definitely go for this one with 6:41 left to go in this ballgame. Down by three. Purdy out wide left. Reby out of the pistol with Reed Stanley on his left side. Ball in the far hash mark. Reby looks for the snap. Now moving in motion is Lewis. Fake handoff to Antoine. Reby drops back, rolls to his right, the far side. He's going to throw the ball into the end zone. He's got Strasbaugh. Nick goes up for it, and it's incomplete, knocked away at the last second. Boy, when you got Nick going up for the football, you kind of wonder. And the Bears will turn it over on down. Swanton will take it over. We have got an official timeout on the field. 6:32 to go in this ballgame, and your score. It is Swanton 31, Wayndale 28.
Deb's Den on Main Street in Apple Creek is your spot for fresh, homemade food daily. Custom handcrafted sandwiches to your satisfaction. Try Deb's Den's relaxing, comfortable atmosphere. It's hometown dining at its best. Deb's Den offers quick, easy service. Breakfast hours are Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and Sundays, 9 to noon. Lunch and dinner hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, 12 to 3. Closed on Monday. Deb's Den on Main Street in Apple Creek.
Swanton takes over the football. McCombs wants the crowd to quiet down so he can bark out the signals. Handoff goes to Lonzak on first down. He's going to be hit behind the line and stopped up right at the line of scrimmage. Titus Bixler in, and again, there's that man again, Mama, Kyle Ice. I don't even like Jalen Rose. Why did I say that? They're going to give him a yard gain on that. Can you believe that? He was hit behind the line of scrimmage. I can't believe they're saying he got out to the 35, but they're going to give him out to the 35.
Well, he does a good job, as we said before, of falling forward whenever he does get hit.
Ball at the 35-yard line, second down, 9 yards to go. Dropping back, McCombs rolls out to the right. Looks like a quarterback keeper. Good blocking out in front. Spidell's chasing him down. He's going to just push him out of bounds at the 39-yard line. So a gain of four on the play for McCombs. And it will bring up third down and call it 5 yards to go.
Third down and five.
Third down, five. Clock stopped with 5:52 left to go in the game. Swanton 31, Wayndale 28.
And that's probably a play where if you're McComb and you're just going to give yourself up, you probably just want to go down to the ground so the clock keeps rolling instead of run out of bounds.
Ball at the 35-yard line, 39-yard line, excuse me. Third down, five, wing formation. McComb's under center. Fake handoff, rolls out to the left. He's looking to pass. He's going to throw it over the middle, and he's got a receiver. Complete Oaks. Oaks broke free into Wayndale territory, and he's down at the 45-yard line. He just broke free, and they picked up the first down. 16 yards on the reception. First down for the Bulldogs.
46-yard line.
That's a big play there.
That is a huge play.
Still a decent amount of time left, 5.5 minutes. but you expect Swant here to run the ball three times, let the play clock go down all the way each time and before they run the play.
Ball at the 46-yard line of Wayndale, first and 10. McCombs running as much time off the clock. Now he looks under center. He'll take the snap. Handoff inside. It goes to Cervantes. No, check out Lonzak. That is Lonzak. Lonzak takes it down inside the 45 to the 42-yard line. So a gain of 4 on that carry for Lonzak. Now the Bears really have to stiffen here and get something going defensively to stop these guys.
Yeah, this is where, fourth quarter, you really got to dig down deep and get off your blocks and make sure that you come in and wrap up and make good tackles.
Second down, 6 yards to go from the Wayndale 43. McCombs, handoff goes to Rankin. Rankin cuts inside. He's got a first down, down to the Wayndale 35-yard line. Tackle made by Austin Rogers. 7 yards on that carry. And it's another first down for the Bulldogs. And now you're getting time to where you've got to start thinking about maybe using your timeouts as we are under 4.5 minutes to go in the game.
And yeah, this defense is starting to look pretty tired. I mean, they've been getting blocked all game, pushed around, and they're starting to look tired, especially Strasbaugh out there.
Swanton comes up to the line of scrimmage, first and 10 from the Wayndale 35. McCombs is going to run as much time off that play clock as he can, and now he takes the snap, handoff to Lonzak. Lonzak is going to be hit at the 33, spins out, breaks all the tackles. He's going to be inside the 20, and he's going to be drug out of bounds at the 15. Boy, he just keeps on moving. Takes it all the way down, a 20-yard gain for Lonzak. And a touchdown here, Pat. A field goal is okay. A touchdown here almost would kill the Bears.
Yeah, that would definitely put the game away most likely. Had Lonzak wrapped up, just nobody decided to tackle him. Everybody just waited for somebody else to do it, and nobody else did.
4 minutes to go in this game, and now the officials have called a timeout. And I believe one of the offensive linemen lost his mouth guard. 4 minutes. The clock has stopped as they threw him out of bounds. 31-28 Swanton. Now the Bears have to be concerned. They cannot give up a touchdown here. McCombs under center. Handoff to Lonzak. Lonzak takes it inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. They're going to stop him. They're going to say right at the 14. So a gain of a yard. Reed Stanley with the tackle. What a game this one has been, and it's going to go right down to the end.
I mean, we definitely would have thought this. We didn't think this at halftime. I mean, we knew that if the Bears were able to get stops and score right away, that they could turn it into a game, but we didn't expect this type of game.
Play clock down to 15 as McCombs just comes out to the huddle. 3:20 and running left to go on the game clock. Ball at the 14-yard line of Wayndale. Second down. 9 yards to go. Moving in motion, Cervantes to the far side. Handoff up the middle to Lonzak. He's going to be hit at the line and drop. Maybe about a yard loss on the play. And timeout, Wayndale. Bears will take a timeout. So Lonzak, no gain. It will be third down and 9 yards to go. 3:04 to go in this ball game from Swanton. Your score, it's the Swanton Bulldogs, 31. Wayndale, 28.
Make the greener siding choice for your home. Seamless siding from Miller Custom Exteriors. We're the original ABC Seamless guys, and our siding is made of 100% American-made steel, the most recycled material in the world. I'm Miller Custom Exteriors President Lauren Miller. Our slightly obsessive Amish heritage guarantees you a phenomenal siding job, guaranteed, or we'll fix it free. Call Miller Custom Exteriors today for ABC Seamless Siding, the green siding choice. 1-800-589-4905, or visit us online at MillerCustomExteriors.com.
Shaw Brothers Farms and the Northeast Ohio pork producers work hard every day to put on your table a product that is lean, nutritious, and tastes great. From crispy bacon on the breakfast table, to a ham sandwich for lunch, to juicy pork loins hot off the grill for supper, pork is a terrific option any time of the day. As we head into another season, Shaw Brothers Farm and Northeast Ohio pork producers support our Wayndale athletes. Go Bears!
maybe the biggest play of the game right now, Pat. Third down, 10 yards to go from the Wayndale 15.
Yeah, definitely. I see Oaks lined up at a tight end. You got to keep an eye on him.
Dropping back, McCombs rolls out to the left, now straight back, now rolls to the right. He's looking into the end zone. He throws into the end zone to Oaks. He's got it, and he brought it down for the touchdown. Nice catch by Gunner Oaks. And it is now 37-28. Oh, just what you did not need out of that timeout, and the Bears, boy, they put it right up again where he could catch it, Pat, and he went up and got it.
I guess I don't understand why the Bears are letting these things happen. It's pretty predictable what they're going to look to go at, and you know, third and long, they're not going to look to run the ball unless they're running it for their field goal kicker to set them up. But
Kobach in to attempt the extra point, and he puts it through. So there is 2:55 to go in this game. And your score is Swanton 38, Wayndale 28.
For over 25 years, the Apple Creek drive-thru has been serving the community from snacks, beverages, anything you may need. Just like the Wayndale Golden Bears, hard work is no stranger to Art Weaver at the Apple Creek drive-thru. So on your way home from the game, work, or you're just in a hurry, stop by. Located at 23 Main Street in downtown Apple Creek, Art Weaver at the Apple Creek drive-thru wishes the Wayndale Golden Bears the best of luck. Stop by after the game.
Well, for Swanton, that was a 66-yard touchdown drive, probably the most important drive they've had all season long, and they've opened up a 10-point lead on the Golden Bears, 38-28 with 2:55 left to go, and Wayndale's only got one timeout left.
A couple scores. Norwayne just took the lead on Rossford, 35-28, a minute 9 left in that game, and with about 3 minutes left, Chippewa is still up 42-35 on Millbury Lake.
So Kobach will come in to kick the football away. Nick Strasbaugh and Antoine Lewis back set to return for the Bears. 2:55 left to go. Bears down by 10, and Kobach's going to pooch it. He's going to kick it up the field to Menue, who will take it in at about his 25, to the 30, to the 35, breaks to the near side, cuts up field to the 40, to the 45, spins away, and he's going to be knocked down right at the 40-yard line. That's where they'll give him the forward progress, and the Bears will start. Looked like he almost had an opening there, Pat, that he could have gotten away on.
He did have an opening. Antoine Lewis was looking the wrong way to block somebody. He had one guy to beat. And if Antoine was turned the other way to set up a block, he would have been able to get a whole lot more yards.
2:44 left to go. The Bears need a score and an onside kick recovery.
And they need it quick. They need a score quick.
Reby the quarterback. Receivers out wide on both sides. Ball in the far hash mark. To the left of him is Reed Stanley. Play action. Throws it out into the flat. Complete to and incomplete. Now to Colton Purdy. Just threw it below his knees. Colton got his hands on it but couldn't bring it in. Second and 10.
I mean, really, if he's going to have to go down and get it, and would have been down anyways, maybe a 2 or 3 yard gain, it's probably better that it falls incomplete now that the clock will stop.
Second down and 10 for the Bears from their own 40. Dropping back. Reby throws it out. Incomplete again. This time to Aaron Spidell. He had to reach behind him and try to catch that one and couldn't bring it in. And it's third and 10, and Brevin is really running for his life.
Yeah, the Coach Vickers knows that, again, he's got more guys to bring than the Bears have in there to block with the spread look.
Reby out of the shotgun, drops back, looks upfield, throws it out complete to Reed Stanley in the backfield, struggles forward, and gets right back to the line of scrimmage at the 40. So no gain on the play, and it's fourth down 10, 2:25 to go in the ball game, and your season is here. All the work that you've done throughout the entire season, it comes down to this fourth down play with just under 2.5 minutes left to go, fourth and 10 from the 40.
And is there any question on who we're going to look at getting the ball to? I mean, you got to go to your go-to guy who's been that guy all season, and Nick Strasbaugh.
Purdy out wide left. Strasbaugh's lining up in the slot left near the near hash mark. Ball in the far hash mark. Reby, and then Nick just jumped it. Nick knew he made a mistake. He jumped off sides. So that will be a false start, and the penalty pushes the Bears back again, and it will be fourth and 15. Well, if you got a 4th and 10 play, it ought to be good enough for 4th and 15.
You would hope so.
So the ball now at the 35-yard line in Wayndale territory. Strasbaugh still lined up on the left-hand side in the slot. 4th down, 15 yards to go. Reavy, play action. Looks upfield. He's going to throw to Strasbaugh, overthrow him, and intercepted by Gilsdorf. And Gilsdorf made a great interception, the 4th one of the night against Brevin Reavy. And with a minute 44 left to go in the ball game, that will just about do it. Swanton will take it over, 1st and 10 at their own 44-yard line, and Wayndale can stop the clock one more time. Boy, oh boy. He was open.
He was open. He had the inside position, just got overthrown, and Gilsdorf made a nice catch. And, barring some crazy events here, the season's going to end for the Bears.
Ball at the 44-yard line. 1st and 10 for Swanton. They've got the T formation. Like we said, Wayndale's got one timeout left. Handoff goes to Lonzak. Lonzak takes it across the 45, out to the 46. And he will gain about 2 yards on the carry, and timeout immediately goes to the Golden Bears.
Lonzak, frozen by ice.
So, timeout to the Golden Bears. That's their last. It'll bring up 2nd down and 8, and there's a minute 36 left to go in this football game. They might be able to make Swanton punt, but there's barely going to be enough time to score once, let alone twice.
Yeah, they're definitely, Coach Zerker's got to be over there telling them, try to hold the guy up, wrap him up, try to hold him up and strip for the ball and try to get a turnover here, because... you may be able, as you said, to get him to punt, but you're going to have probably under 30 seconds left when you get the ball back, which obviously isn't enough time to do anything as far as the onside kick goes.
Well, they had their chances. They were up 28-24, and they gave up that long touchdown run to Rankin, and that gave Swanton the lead back. And that was the last time that Wayndale saw the lead, and that was the last time that they actually scored, up 28-24. So McCombs leads the Bulldogs out. 2nd down, 8, T formation, wing formation with Cervantes on the right-hand side. And a pitchback comes around to Lonzik. Lonzik is going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage and goes down. No gain on the play. And it will be 3rd down, 8 yards to go, and a minute 24 left in it. And they will snap the ball with about a minute left to go in this game.
It'll be actually under that. They still haven't started the play clock
yet. No, they haven't. Boy, it took forever to spot that ball and mark it ready for play. A minute 7 to go now, and by the time they end up snapping it, it'll be around 45. And at the rate that they spot the ball, Pat, the game will be over by the time they get ready to punt. 3rd and 8, T formation. McCombs looks at the clock, down to 1, handoff to Lonzik. Lonzik takes it across midfield into Wayndale territory, and he's got the 1st down, and that's the ball game. He struggled forward down to the 46-yard line. Lonzik picks up the 1st down, or he's very, very close to it with 39 seconds left to go. And Swanton's going to win the first playoff game ever in the history of their school. They were 0-1 coming into this one, and they're going to say he's shy of it by about a half a yard. And the clock, now the play clock is at 25, so they're going to have to hike the ball with about 10 seconds to go. And I think they're going to just let it run down and take a timeout. Well, it's been one of those years, Pat, where it started out good. The Bears hit some road bumps in the middle. They finished up strong. The first half in this one was a clunker, but the second half was exciting, but they just had to expend too much energy to get back into the ball game.
Yeah, just as we've said all year, kind of a roller coaster ride for the Bears. Some games you look like you're unbeatable, as we saw last week, and then other games you just look like an average team, which we saw against Chippewa, against Northwestern, second half against Norwayne. And, it's just too bad because, you're going to look back at all these plays on what could have happened. And, if you just would have done one thing differently, you don't get the block in the back, earlier when Nick takes it down to the two. You don't give up the touchdown before halftime, and instead of 24-7, it's 17-7. And, you know, just little things that for a long time I'm sure is going to haunt not only the coaching staff but definitely the players as well.
So it's fourth down and call it a half a yard to go, but that really doesn't matter to Swanton. I think they're bringing in their offensive unit to actually go for it. But even if they don't get it, the Bears really do not have enough time to do anything with it. There's 12 seconds to go in this ball game. McCombs under center. He's just going to hand it off to Lonzik. He's got the first down at the 45-yard line, and Swanton will move on the playoff trail. Swanton will go to 10-1 on the season as they have an outstanding first half, a lackluster third quarter, and an outstanding fourth quarter, and they defeat the Wayndale Golden Bears here this evening on their home field, staying unbeaten by a final score of 38-28 over the Wayndale Golden Bears. The postgame show is next on UltimateSportsTalk.com.
You've been listening to an Ultimate Sports Talk presentation of Wayndale Golden Bears football. Tonight's game has been brought to you by the Shout Brothers Farms, Dutch Quality Stone in Mount Eden, the Fire and Ice Pub just west of Fredericksburg on County Road 192, Yoder Builders in Orrville, call 684-1050. The Apple Creek Drive-Thru on Main Street in Apple Creek. Miller Custom Exteriors, call 695-4905. Murphy's Promotions, call 464-1970. The Spidell Funeral Home, with two locations in Mount Eaton and in Brewster. The Harvest Market in Apple Creek. Casa de Sassi, call 330-830-9760. And by Deb's Den on Main Street in Apple Creek. The post-game show is next on UltimateSportsTalk.com.